This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Actually, it's not Sarah Love. Well, you can pretend I'm Sarah Love if you want, but I just don't have the look, do I? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are in tune to FUBAR Radio right here on FUBARradio.com. I go by the name of Mice Diggy. This is the hip-hop show. And instead of Sarah, I'm joined by this beautiful specimen by the name of
Chewbacca. That's right.
That's true. I'm a specimen, as many people can attest to.
I'm glad you didn't repeat the beautiful bit, because I kind of regret saying that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why you said that. You're going to say beautiful.
What's going on, party people? We got a special show for you today, of course, and as always, right here on FUBAR Radio, we got an up-and-coming MC by the name of Consensus coming in for an interview. You've heard about Consensus,
haven't you? Yeah, I've heard bits of him. I think you may have performed with someone near me.
Who?
Maybe yourself? I think he's I think he's stayed the stage with you at some point.
Quite possibly, but yeah, you know, we ain't going to go into that because I've given up. All I do is investigate down the days. You know what I'm saying? We got Maestro Investigates, of course, always. Myself, Mice Diggy, trying to get the best out of life and really trying to find out through all my listeners, all my friends out there that can help me out whenever I go through situations during the week and whatnot, and investigate something that we can all take away.
Definitely, life lessons, right? Always investigating life lessons.
Of course. We got some special guests for the open mic as well. Logic and Mighty Mo. Some of you lot might remember Logic. He's come on a couple times before, I do believe.
Yeah.
And Mighty Mo, formerly of the Heartless Crew.
Not the K1 kickboxer.
Nah.
Not my money. Ah, okay.
Trust you to start talking about fighting this early in the daytime. And of course, are you taking a piss? We got some big ups as well. Sarah's not here, but we can still keep it positive and big up people.
Definitely.
You know? I know guys are meant to be the negative ones that just moan and that, but we can do it as well. We can do it, Chew. We can be happy as well, right?
We can be upbeat.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it.
The right amount of alcohol, yeah.
So, yo, let us know you're locked in. Hit us up at foodbarradio.com or email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Did I say @foodbarradio.com, really?
Yeah.
And you lot let me say that.
We're just letting you do the thing.
You tried it, innit? @foodbarradio on Twitter and hiphop@foodbarradio.com. I'm @MiceDiggy, he's @ChewDat. And guess what? You lot are fucked. Let's hit him with the first tune, man.
Rolling, rolling, hella green, rolling, cali green, swollen. I can sell the smaller, selling everything. We getting dough, my niggas get.
nice, man.
Shoot, that gets you in the mood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get it though. We get it though. We get it. See, I try and, because I know a lot of us, you know, us older lot, find it hard to like appreciate some of what the new cats are doing, but sometimes I keep my ear to the ground, man. You got it, you know?
That brought me back to last night, man.
What'd you get up to? Like, aye. Should I really be asking you this on there?
Nah, it's all good.
What'd you get up
to? It's uncensored anyway, isn't it? It's good. No, I was just working, doing some open mic night down at Paper Dress in Hackney Central, noteworthy open mic. Mm. My boy Jimmy Logic, Will, girl Laura as well. So yeah, that was cool. Just sort of drinking a bit too early.
I see.
And tried to convince myself that alcohol was a good substitute for food. It's
right.
Not.
Yeah, a lot of people make that mistake. I might have made that mistake, actually. There's a, you know, we'll get into that later anyway.
Cool. Cool.
So yeah, you just heard Too Fresh featuring Tokyo and Joey Perp. That's called Getting Thrown.
Tokyo.
Look out for that. Yeah, Tokyo. He spells it funny. He didn't realize that was Tokyo.
Street. Very street, man.
Yeah. I don't know if he's Japanese or not, but hopefully he is, because it won't be like the sushi spot that I have to go to every now and again in Camden.
But
Chinese people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not authentic.
Yeah, don't trust that. If you can hear the Mandarin in the kitchen, you're not getting the proper sushi. That's coming from experience. I'm not discussing.
And as if we'd know, as if any of us would know the difference between Mandarin and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, educate yourselves, you know? Learn.
That's the ignorant side talking, you know?
So where are these guys from anyway? Too Fresh.
They're from Chicago. Chicago. Kanye Town, man.
Oh.
So we say that Kanye Town? I guess he's the king of Chicago, isn't it? Kanye West.
It was common for me, man.
It's common. Common. Yeah, for sure. Common. I mean... Because Kanye is the king of a whole bunch of shit as well.
Yeah.
Like, we probably shouldn't even go into it because we've only got 2 hours here.
It might be blasphemous as well. He might find a new law or something. He can arrest us or some ridiculousness.
Yeah, he might Taylor Swift you even. He might just walk in now. I'm sorry, Chu.
But I've got to do it through auto-tune.
Yeah. Speaking of faking the funk, we've got to get into our big ups.
Big up!
Mm-hmm. Sarah always likes to big up somebody because... You know, we live in a world right now where the negative seems to be promoted way more than anything else.
Definitely.
You go on Facebook, people are sharing the shit they don't like. I always talk about this. Look at this. Look at this shit. This is disgusting. Look at this. Oh, I hate when people do that. Share.
Yeah.
People are liking it. That's even weirder. Like, you like
There's
when you see
hate,
someone
man.
Trying to rape
a
hamster or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You like that shit. Really? It's a bit worrying. So what we try and do, break that up. This is the beginning of the week. Try and give you something to think about. In the form of a
big up.
And so, you know, in Sarah's absence, we're going to make sure we still do that. Me and Chu, we like to think about what happened, you know, on this day in a certain period of time. Let's try and big that person up or them people up.
Yeah, no,
so we
definitely.
Did a bit of digging and we found out it's a Grammy. We are seeing as, you know, which Grammys just went.
Quite,
we might
quite,
as well talk about
current,
the Grammys.
Yes.
These guys won Grammy for the best new artist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's big.
At the time as well, you know, for two guys from with ethnicities to sort of be getting into the limelight, getting number ones UK, everywhere, US.
All over the world.
Pretty impressive.
I think one had green eyes as well.
That's right. Cutting edge of fashion.
That's kind of weird.
Cutting edge of fashion.
Yeah.
Dance routines galore.
Dudes with braids. I don't think that, well, actually, people were wearing braids in the 70s. And,
yeah. No? Yeah, they were. Even by
like
Derek,
Rick James
even by
and
Derek,
all that.
Man,
but anyway, these guys, you know, they managed to win a Grammy for being the best new artist. So we want to big them up. The problem is, though, it was admitted later that they were not the vocalists on the LP. So we want to big up, first of all, Milli Vanilli.
Big up!
For winning a Grammy for shit that you didn't even do.
Blagging the Grammy.
Like, you know, that's a skill in its own right. If you can manage to blag a Grammy, you can get all the way to the top. People kill for a Grammy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Grannies kill for a Grammy.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They managed to get one without even doing any shit. Just looking like one with green eyes, both of them with braids.
The miming skills, though, the way they could lip sync that well. I mean, you've got to tip your hat to those kind of people.
It's surprising
that
they didn't come up with that whole lip sync contest. Like, you know, they might. They could have cashed
smashed
in
it.
On that.
Smashed
really
it.
And truly.
They were the pioneers, I reckon. So, yeah,
so
think
we
about
got
that.
Big up.
Milli Vanilli for doing what they did.
So next time you sort of tell a little white lie on your CV or you know, you're in an interview and you sort of make something a little bit up, at least it's not going to be a complete blag and a complete lie.
At least you ain't going to win a Grammy for that shit. That's taking a piss right there. We should save that for later. Are you taking a piss? Because come on, man, everybody's going to win a Grammy for pretending that they sang the shit.
How did they get away with it though?
Money, man, money.
So they got the money, and then when they thought, right, but who do you know? We
oh my God, these exotic black guys with braids in their hair and green eyes.
Have this.
And
can't
they
have
sing.
This.
They said they know it's true. They know it's me.
I wonder who ratted them out.
Boy, Hammer. Someone of that stature, MC Hammer. It might have been.
Redhead Kingpin? I don't know. I'm trying to think who else is
Kingpin.
Who else is around?
Was R. Kelly around then? Nah, he feels like he's been around forever, man.
I think he's felt his way around for forever as well, so good times.
Oh, dear. But on a more serious note, funny enough, this is serious, but this guy,
serious,
yeah, genuinely serious. We want to give a belated RIP and
big up
to a man who I think has influenced a whole bunch of people. When it comes to like being creative with your music, making sure people hear you in a different light and enjoy what you do in a whole different way, but still in the form of music, we got to big up Clarence Reed.
Big up.
Yep, he passed away. What was it, 17th of January this year? I Chester P had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, and I was like shocked because I listen to Blowfly every now and again. You know, okay. I've got a couple of his albums. The guy was just hilarious. You know, he kind of came up. Writing for a bunch of like soul and R&B singers, you know, like Glenn McRae and a bunch of different people like that. Yeah. He really did well.
Gwen McRae, yeah.
Sorry, did I say Glenn?
Yeah, but the brother, the secret brother no one knew of.
The little bit of Chinese you taught me coming out there.
Gwen!
Man. Jesus.
Well, you know, that's what I was hanging out with me.
Glenn McRae. I know, hey, Glenn McRae. Is that a good accent or I got to work on it?
I'll tell you in the next song.
Gwen McRae, Betty Wright. Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sam and Dave and Bobby Bird, you know, that's a bunch of people, man, that made hits. So this guy could write, he could also sing, but there was a time before all of that, I guess, where, you know, he used to work on I wouldn't say plantation, but he used to work for some, you know, work for the white man, like he used to be under, Massa. And just to piss them off, he used to like remix, you know, he'd spoof songs, do you know what I mean, and take the piss out of it. So he, you know, he'd be like, shitting on the darker the bird, you know, shit like that. And so when he started, you know, coming up as a singer-songwriter, he also thought to himself, all right, I'm going to come with this alternative ego, this called Blowfly. See, right, man, my L's and R's are fucking up, man.
Yeah, sorry, man. Do you want me to turn away?
African
I'll turn away from
now,
you, man.
Isn't it? Jesus.
That's it,
so
that's my friend.
And Blowfly, he came up with the name Blowfly. He's like known as one of the first ever to do a rap song. You know, he did a song called Blowfly Rap or something like that. You know, back in like probably late 70s, early 80s sort of thing.
Okay.
But he did a bunch of albums as Blowfly, as well as Clarence Reed, as well as himself. But the Blowfly ones were all him just taking a piss, either making up songs that are funny or, you know, revamping songs and making them funny as well. And he influenced a bunch of different people.
Yeah, like definitely.
Snoop Dogg's always talked about him.
Okay. Beatnuts, I think you've sort of done a little take.
Yeah. People have done all their little samples and whatnot of him.
Definitely a lot of DJs as well, like the whole sort of comedy kind of, comedy and music kind of thing.
Yeah. They'd use some of the stuff he's done. So he's influenced people like Ice-T, Flying Lotus, DJ Quick, Pete Rock, Run the Jewels. Chuck D even mentioned that...
the king of comedy, Chuck D.
That's the thing. Public Enemy, you know, like where they're mad. Well, Flavor Flav, come on, man.
Okay, fair enough.
They kept a balance between serious.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But Chuck, that's why I was a bit surprised.
But he said he influenced one of his lyrics. Well, you know, in Fight the Power, where he's like, motherfuck him and John Wayne.
Wow, okay.
That was from Blowfly.
Hot damn.
Pretending to be a Ku Klux Klan member. Well, I got the L's out there.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, you see, I've been working on him. You don't even notice.
No. Too smooth.
And in the lyric, he says, motherfuck him and Muhammad Ali, you know, like that. So that's where Chuck D got, motherfuck him and John Wayne, you know. So he's influenced a bunch of different people.
So listen, well, actually, my mate's James, if he is listening, he fucking loves Public Enemy. So a little tidbit you can bring to the pub table next time he's out.
Who else? I mentioned Ice-T in it. What's his name? Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's worked with him as well.
Okay.
And so, you know, this guy, man, is one of them unsung hero type dudes. Like I said, a red fox. He's a comedian that people talk about on the underground, but everyone more talks about Richard Pryor and all that being originators.
The big one, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to say one more time.
Big up.
And rest in peace to one of the greats, Blowfly. We're going to give you something from him right now. For you lot to teach your kids the ABCs, I think this is probably the best way because really the world is fucked up.
Definitely.
We'll be right back.
sure you all know about the TV network show called Sesame Street. For young kids, teach them how to read and write, especially the ABCs. This is the way we like to see Sesame Street done just once. Listen.
Peace to Blowfly. Passed away at a grand age of, I believe it was 76, something around. That's still a good age, man. For this day and age, you know, passing away around that time, you've lived your life. He's had fun. Making songs like that, I'm sure he's had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. I saw the radio manager identifying, relating to most of that song.
So, who?
The radio manager.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Good times.
Now he's feeling it.
Feeling
it. Ad was feeling it even more, though.
Yeah, he's probably going he's a Walking Dead fan, so that's why he's like the letter Z.
Zombie pussy. Jeez, rest in peace, Blowfly, man. All right, we got to move on now into. I guess this is real serious shit because this is
literally serious.
Literally seriously shit business we're dealing with right now. You can hit the music. That's right, baby. Hit my goddamn music. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't playing around no games no more. I want to introduce you, mother lovers, to the Fubar Radio Cafe, where we got exactly what you need. You got chocolate chips, you know what I'm saying, strawberry cheesecake, whatever you need. Just remember, the shit is packed with weed. Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, Mysack Hayes, baby. Yeah. And I'm here with a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Chew Hefner.
I was gonna say lover, Chew Hefner. We came here to do something special for y'all right now. You're damn right.
Well, have you got any acting turnovers as well in your cafe?
Woo! Bruh, my investigation for today, some serious shit, man. So I was away. I went away last week to France. I was rehearsing with these guys. Yeah, I went to Bordeaux, you know. I pick up on my French accent, but they still don't understand me. I don't know why.
They go, did you get bored of Bordeaux?
This is funny, but we don't like when you say this because many people say this in different countries and it doesn't sound right.
It is true. C'est vrai.
I started sounding German out there. They were saying, yeah, you sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I said, what? What'd you call me?
Bonjour. Ça va?
Did you say the N word to me right there, mother? Yo, but yeah, man, I had fun with Smokey Joe and the kid. We're going to be doing some touring throughout the year. But It was hard work, you know. I did a lot of rehearsing, more or less 9 to 5 from Sunday till Thursday. Yeah. Just rapping. I don't want to rap ever again. It's my mum's birthday. I ain't rapping her shit. I ain't rapping nothing.
Wow.
I won't even wrap the toilet tissue around my hand when it's time to wipe that.
I know.
Bruv.
I've been told.
Speaking of that, so I'm out there. We're going for lunch. You know, had a little break. Mm-hmm. Go for lunch. Let's go somewhere to eat. Where do you want to eat? I don't mind, man. You lot know where you are. Let's, you know what I mean? We went to a restaurant that was, it was pretty nice, but the problem was, it hit a few of us. There's about 4 of us who got the, you know, stomach, what do you call it? Yeah, the bug, you know, bubble guts. Okay. Let's call it the bubble guts.
Okay.
Daddy, you know, when your shit's just talking to you, you're laying down, you're like, right, why? What's my stomach trying to say to me? Why are you even making him jabber the heart trying to gargle some soap water noises?
Pebble dash in the bucket.
Yeah. It was all kind of like, I was like, right, bruv. Trying to lie down, I was like, nah, this ain't working. Like 10 minutes later, I just dived for that porcelain white god and said, bah!
I respect you.
I don't know what key that is, but that's what it sounded like when it came out. Bruv, the bubble guts hit me, man.
Wow.
And the only thing I could put it on was these nuts.
Well, you shouldn't.
Not my nuts. Bruv, come on, man. Not anybody actual, not real, like.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking about peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts, like hors d'oeuvres, you know, like little, yeah, just eat this before the food comes, you know. Everybody dip your hand in the same nuts.
Then you're English, man.
Yeah. All right. That's the only thing I could put it on, because not the 4 of us that got the bubble guts, you know, we were all eating different shit. We weren't eating the same thing. So I just want to find out for my people out there, please help me out, because it took a little while for me to get rid of it.
Yeah, and we are talking about bubble guts, not bubble butts. Just in case there's any confusion out there.
Yeah, unless you want to go to the strip club later to show you some bubble butts.
That's just around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, so.
Well, I think we finished in time, actually.
Anyway, I just want to find out for my people out there. Maestro investigates, what's the best cure for bubble guts?
Is it that one when it's coming out both ends, or literally just...
Yeah, it started at one end. And then, yeah, it started leading to the other end. I was lucky that it finished off in the other end, but the first end was just like, there's nothing left. I felt violated.
Yep.
You know when you feel a bit violated when you're like, you know, why are you doing this to me, man? Yeah, I felt like, you know when people talk about they saw the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah.
I was the tunnel.
You were just the tunnel.
There was just shit flowing, just, why are you doing this to me? There was no simultaneous, was there? No. Luckily. Yeah. I felt like it was going to happen, but I think I controlled it. I made sure one end of the tunnel was clenched.
That's when you appreciate
the
smaller toilets, you know, the ones where they've got like the sink in front of you while you're sitting on the toilet. Those are good times, but very rare that you need that. But, next time, if you're buying
I've been there, man.
Not without sort of trying down.
Yeah, someone might be eating now, so we don't want to.
Not this time, man. Really? Who's eating anything now?
It might be.
Really?
Yeah, what do you call
this? Afternoon tea now?
Brunch.
What, scones?
What do you call this now? Yeah, scones.
You can have scones and freaking tea. I don't think so. I don't think you're having scones and tea. Yeah. Not listening to football, surely.
Jeez.
Anyone
who's
eating now is probably going to be a student, man, and they'll be eating some nasty
sausages
in a pot noodle or something.
Frankfurt is like microwave Frankfurt.
Yeah, but you know, I'm adding to it, you know. I'm jazzing up, I'm sprucing up a bit of jizz.
Put some soy sauce in there, you know.
I'd have to put in some soy sauce.
No.
Oh, typical.
I didn't think about it. When I said it, I didn't realise.
Well,
that.
You did realise because you're subconscious, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I forget sometimes.
Yeah, well, try to remember, man.
So, yo, please hit us up at FUBAR Radio or hiphop@fubarradio.com, and please let me know, what's your best cure for bubble guts, aka the tummy bug?
The squits, the shits.
Yeah. Diarrhea, whatever you lot want to call it, but help me out, because I feel like I'm recovered.
You're almost there. I was going to say, man.
I feel like I've recovered, but not fully. Like, it's not, you know, the timing of everything isn't happening like it usually does. It's like, last night I was up till late, put it that way.
Okay, well, if you're the extended version of Street Life, you know where my show's gone, so. Yeah. But anyway. It's a 12-minute song, gives me time to.
Oh, jeez. Yes. Anyway, you're tuned to FUBAR Radio right here. I go by the name of Mice Diggy. This is my boy.
Chew.
This is the hip hop show, so of course we got to give you some more. We're going to give you a track from a guy that we had on the open mic. He killed it. He's doing well in the BRAP boom bap competition as well. So you might see him live if you get a boom bap ticket. We'll probably talk about that in the weeks coming.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it.
This one is Empty Pockets by Ash the Author.
my job ain't paying me a massive wage. Still smoking, burning my cash away. Carrying the weight of the world so my back is straight. Spare change rattle in my pocket like a can of paint. So you see me stacking pennies in the jar, trying to scrape some together for a baby at the bar. Plenty of them star people living on the breadline. Little kids going empty bellies till their bedtime. We get by, counting my cash and it's low. Winter's coming, need a new jacket, it's cold. Cause my current one's knackered, yeah, it's battered with holes. Soaked in beer stains, sleeves all splattered with chrome. You're trying to be millionaires, now we're trying to turn a profit. Anything's gotta be better than empty pocket. And trying to make a killing, just trying to scrape a living.
I'll lace these tracks for these loot winnings.
And trying to be millionaires, now we're trying to turn a profit. Anything's gotta be better than empty pocket. And trying to make a killing, just trying to scrape a living.
I'll lace these tracks for these loot winnings.
With my nose to the grindstone, sundown to sunrise. The underground stays growing like a fungi. And down below is where the scum thrive. As the privileged look down their noses from up high. Funds dry, just like the bar when I'm done with it. I know some man that drop a grand on a couple kits, but they can barely scrape bread, it's the dumbest shit. I'm lacking in the funds, but I come equipped with a particular skill set. Know to grab the microphone and I kill sets. And no, it ain't exactly paying the bills yet. That's why I gotta show love to my real heads. Still buy CDs and digital downloads. Promoters running up dope for out of town shows. So if you know how far a pound goes, this for you. So now with some cuts from the homie Downstroke.
But how I make the cash.
Turn a profit. Anything's gotta be better than empty pockets. And trying to make a killing, just trying to scrape a living.
I'll lace these tracks for these loot winnings.
And trying to be millionaires, now we're trying to turn a profit. Anything's gotta be better than empty pockets. And trying to make a killing, just trying to scrape a living.
I'll lace these tracks for these loot winnings.
FUBAR Radio presents
Incorporated. I did tap for a while. You know, I was never going to be Fred Astaire. And if you're not going to be Fred Astaire, then what is the point? Michael Flatley.
I don't think that's real, Michael Flatley. You can't look at the whole body at the same time because you're so fixed on his legs. I don't think you ever look at the face.
So you reckon the rest of his face doesn't exist? You reckon he's just legs? That's what you reckon? That's what you're saying? Brilliant. Sort of the dance, guys. Man got into a wheel up river dance. It was sick, fam.
You need to see that shit, fam.
Yo, G. If you can get Michael Flatley to wheel up river dance,
you're a true G.
He's a don.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You're damn right, mother lovers. That's right, you're locked into FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show. Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside
Judette,
standing in for Sarah Love, who's out, I do believe, working on her permanent tan somewhere on the other side of the
getting
globe.
A permatan.
Yeah, lucky mother lover. Whilst the rest of us are getting bubble guts, colds, flus, Hep B,
and C.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, some people that, obviously yeah. are. Some. Not.
That was a track you heard before from Ash the Author called Empty Pockets, man. I like what his kid's doing. He's from out Reading Sides, putting the work in. I've seen his name a lot all over the, interwebs.
Wow.
And like I said, he entered into the Brap app competition. Yeah, Boom Bap competition. And he's got into the final three. So big up the cats in the final three.
Fair play, man. It's wicked.
Mm.
Cool.
Moving on. We want to... I wanted to talk about this guy because, I'd seen it. Obviously, I missed last week's show, so I couldn't talk about it. But he did an amazing performance recently at the Grammys. And he's a new guy. I don't know if you've heard of him because I know you're not into all the new shit and that. So.
Billy Ray Cyrus? No?
Kind of close. You know, he's worked with some names, of course, like Dr. Dre.
The French guy? Dre. Andre.
Nah. Like,
Oh, the
Beats by Dre. A while ago I would have said Chronic Dre.
Okay.
But now it's Beats by Dre. Like, you don't really in it. You know him more because of the friggin' headphones. Everywhere you go, you're like, bro, you got Beats by Dre. I see people with two of them shits.
Wow.
Yeah. Beats by Dre around the neck and on the ears. What the
Over the Beat Pills, is it the Beat Pills one?
Beat Pill, yeah. Jesus, man. Yeah. Just leave us out, mate. Anyway, and he's worked with a bunch of other people from the West Coast. This guy is from Compton.
Well, okay.
A lot of people know him. And me talking about the Grammy performance, I mean, if you're into all that kind of shit, you probably saw it on YouTube or Facebook. Kendrick Lamar. Oof. Amazing performance. He did something special because obviously people have been talking about how Hollywood's been blackballing blacks. Wow. I didn't even mean to do that. That worked, awkward. Right?
Yeah, no.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah, people have been talking about that. Personally, I don't think that. I don't believe it either. Fair enough, in terms of the movie world, it might be different. But on TV, black people are all over the place in Hollywood. Do you know what I mean? They make a lot of these series.
TV shows, definitely.
Yeah, TV shows in Hollywood. So when people are talking like that, it's a bit like... And the people who are saying that are the ones that just feel like they're being snubbed. Do you know what I mean? So... Yeah. For instance, with the Academy Awards or Oscars or whatever, it was like, you know, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. People like that who felt like, oh, I should be getting an award for do. So, no, they're blackballing black people. So, I'm not going. You shouldn't go either if you represent for black people because I didn't win an award, you know? Okay. Similar to Kanye for the Grammys. It's like, what are you talking about? If they don't give you Album of the Year, you're not going and you shouldn't go either. When it's their chance, when it's their time, they want shit from them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And is it really, like, I don't know, but as an artist, is that what he's just wanting now? And that's it? Just get the Grammy, wow. Job done?
I don't even want to go into what. I don't know what he wants. I don't even think he knows what he wants. Just attention. Right. That's probably the main thing. Just attention. Like, when you're talking about your... 50 something million in debt, bro. That's you. No one don't come up to me like, yeah, bro, you know what? Yeah, I'm in 10G debt still. Can you help me out? Nah, that's you, bro. I had nothing to do with me. I don't know what kind of crack smoke you've been fluttering your little.
Well, I would like to try a little bit though. If it's that expensive, it's not
good though, right? That's all I'm gonna say, you know. Yeah. But yeah, man, it's like, don't try and drag me in, you know. You shouldn't try and drag other people in, but don't judge. But I believe what Kendrick did for that type of world, you know, if people felt like, oh, the Grammys is always going to the Macklemores and the, what's her name, Taylor Swift of the world and blah, blah, blah. It's like, he went up there and made a statement, you know what I mean? Like a strong-ass statement with his performance. It wasn't just about, we're not going to play none of it. Oh, we want you lot to search for it. I think he deserves the metadata, you know what I mean? The amount of hits and whatnot that he's getting for it. For me, it felt powerful because it was a good performance anyway. As an MC, I appreciated the heart I could get from looking at it on a computer screen. You know, usually you have to be there live to appreciate when someone's putting in a good performance. But when you could see that off of cameras and computer screens and whatnot, and then just how the I don't know who choreographed it or whose idea it was, but, you know, the whole thing with walking in chains, you know, like police, but at the same time, chain gangy because the way he's stepping in. And then, you know, doing the pieces that he did as well. He did like, what's it called? The Black of the Berry and All Right. Yep. You know, he did tracks like that were quite strong in the whole quote-unquote Black Lives Matter thing. And it was almost, you know, he had African dances going on, like, you know, village-type dancing situations going on. And then obviously the whole jazz element that he had behind it all.
Yeah, no, it was a strong sort of musical performance as well. I think I like how he covered, like, the different genres as well. That sort of rock.
Yeah, he kind of went quite pseudo-rocky.
Yeah, and just sort of, I don't know, I'm hoping it's just sort of, you know, it's a little bit cheesy, but obviously it's like music's for everyone, do you know what I mean? It traverses all genres, really, do you know what I mean? If you dig it, you dig it. I don't know many people who just like one genre of music nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very rare if you'll say, oh, I'm just, that's it.
All the people you know are grown, though, that's why. Most grown, when you're young, man. You just unless like you've been educated, like I always call it the big brother thing. Like for me, learning about hip hop was via my friend's big brother. I ain't got no big brothers, so it was always like either someone older than me who's a friend, or my friend's older brother was the guy who he bought records, he bought 12s and whatnot. So we're at the age of like 11, 12, sneaking into his room when he's out and looking at all these things. Like, oh wow, look at this! Oh, EPMD and Kool G Rap and. You know, all these different sort of artists that you're like, wow, the names are amazing. And, you know, you're learning all this thing about hip hop. And then for a while, you're stuck in, no, all I listen to is hip hop, man, fuck that. But as you get older, you start to appreciate where it's come from. The samples, you're hearing saxophones here and you know, orchestral stuff, and then you start hearing that stuff where it was sampled from. And I feel like as you get older, you start appreciating more styles of music.
You know,
more
what,
so.
I think it just depends. I really think it depends on the individual. But I think also a lot of the underground music for us at the time was underground. You couldn't hear it unless you had to hunt it down. But a lot of the underground stuff which we sort of grew up with is now permeated into the mainstream. It's become quite normal. You know, house music, dance music is quite accessible now, for example. Hip hop obviously is like, it's huge, ridiculously huge.
Yeah, that's become dance music, yeah. Really. Yeah.
You know, there's certain metal bands as well. I'm not really into my metal, but you know, but then people listen to different stuff. I've got a couple of friends, like, you know, like late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you might have heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
But she's a musician.
I suppose. I think that's an advantage.
You know, when you understand music, and if you can't read notes, if you don't really understand music harmonies or keys or whatever. I think it takes a bit longer than someone who's learnt from hearing styles of music and appreciates where, you know, the different levels of what different artists have gone to from different genres. And let me say different one more time because I enjoyed that.
Right. Good. You know what? We're distracted, man. Let's
no, we're not. Shut the fuck up, Chu.
Okay.
Well, you know what you are? You're a mother lover.
Oh, you want me to shut up now? Make me. Come over here, make me. What are you going to do?
What the fuck does it mean to you, huh?
I'll tell you what it means to me. Okay, I'll freaking tell you three freaking words, okay? But unfortunately, Adam's giving me the look. He's saying, don't say it on air. Don't say it on air.
Yeah, I believe you. Hey, we'll fucking sort this out later. Yeah?
We'll sort this out right now if you want to. You're still fucking
You're tuned to FUBAR Radio. We got anyone mentioned anything about helping me out, though?
That's what I want to know. You know what? I've got one. I reckon it's just Imodium, man.
Yeah, you got Imodium.
Just stop it at least.
Imodium. What the fuck does Imodium do?
I mean, it just stops you.
You got
really?
It's like that sounds like a big word that I need a dictionary for. Well, so help me out, man.
Imodium was discovered in the early 1920s. Now, I don't know what it was, actually. It was just like a pill thing, man.
I just tried it.
I thought, let me just see what it says. Imodium is basically something you just get over the counter, man. It was supposed to sort of block up your holes. Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay. So it's like a butt plug that you swallow, basically.
That's right. But there's no enjoyment from it. Maybe there's not much enjoyment from butt plugs either, I don't know. We've got one. Sarah from Leeds is saying alcohol. Lots and lots of alcohol.
Is it?
Really? I don't know. I just seen it come out.
No, I mean, look, if that's all I need, then, boy, I should have just carried on. I should have bought a bottle of Remy Martin or something, a little champagne. Champagne was just up the road, I do believe.
True.
I should have just done that. Popped a few bottles.
I don't know, but the bottles, bubbles. I don't know if the bubbles would be good, though. Okay, all right, bubbles, so okay. Alcohol.
Fight fire with fire. Yeah?
Sarah,
bubbles from champagne versus bubble guts. Think about it.
Okay.
Bubble guts would be like, oh shit, let's have a party in here, man. Fuck this shit.
It's like there's a party and everybody's invited. So, yeah, Sarah, if you're listening, Sarah from Leeds, like, send us what kind of alcohol you might actually drink.
Yeah. Little Viv Clico or something, you know what I'm saying?
We've got Lizzie from Watford.
No way.
She's saying curling up in a fetal position and crying usually helps her.
Aww. Is it? That didn't help me.
Oh.
I was crying, man. I was there curling, literally curling. That's what we say to each other, like, brother, I was curling. Like in a fetal position, praying to Allah, Yeshua, who else?
Jehovah,
the bunch of 100 different Hindu gods. I was praying.
Checking about bank accounts and sort of join up with Scientology.
The only one who helped me out was the porcelain white god.
I kneel down
and kiss that mother.
Arms open. Accepting.
Yeah, I still don't know what key that was, but that's how it came out.
Any musicians? I know one last one's quickly from Tommy in Feltham. He goes, the best cure for a naughty little tummy bug is a large glass of gin and rum. Kills off all the bugs and gives you a nice little buzz.
I'm feeling the fact that alcohol is involved.
Seems
in
to be the one,
isn't
it?
You know what I mean? Like, really and truly, I should have thought about that properly and just done that. I should have just went and got... What could I got? I could have got some Ho Gardens. They had some Belgian beers because Belgium ain't too far from France. Like, I do believe it's just up the road, innit? So I could have went in Leffies, Righties. Oi, oi, let's have a party, mate. Don't worry about it, mate. We got soon.
Get in.
Yeah, but all right. Alcohol. Thank you very much. Please hit us up with more cures. What's the best cure for the bubble guts, a.k.a. a tummy bug? Hit us up at FUBAR Radio or hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also at Chew That.
Oh, yeah. That's Chiudat. For the non-Orientals out there, which is most of you probably.
And at Mice Diggy, which is not Miss Diggy, as everybody seems to be calling me. Let's go into a track by a gangster, a real gangster, You know what I mean? Chew brought this one out. Wanted Dead or Alive, remix by Cool G Rap. Let's take it back there, man. This is Chew's idea. I like this idea.
But I don't stop to talk. I keep stepping with a 9 on my waistline. Got 16 shots and I don't waste mine. Never vest, cause I dress with a bulletproof vest. Try to test, I leave a bloody mess. Dropping a sob, got connects with the mob. Fake jobs, plenty bumpers I rob. Blood stains all my valley. Sucker got rowdy, so I shot him in the alley. Pumped the face full of dum-dums, then left him for the cast of rats in a bump. Yo, a lot of suckers hate me with a passion, cause they know I get cash and whatnot, and I ain't flashing. I got a crazy big posse, I should've said crew, a mother that belong in the zoo. Watch you spit up blood when you get hit up. One in the head, making sure you don't get up. That's what happens, nobody can't stop it. Crackheads searching a dead man's pockets. Streets are filled with brothers that kill like Illville. They murdered before and they still will. Posse's ruin a drug war, cause some believe in death before war. Shooting galleries for a rich man's salary. Pockets so fat they need dough with low calories. I got an order for another manslaughter. When I'm looking bad, I give up full of water. Kid's crib for something he did. I didn't dig a little bit. Anyway, I didn't have it. In fact, not a little faggot. Scrolling with maggots. Try to bother the neighborhood godfather, and I burn your ass up like lava. Took the lives of suckers that try to get live. I never fronted. I wanted dead or alive. Shannon, you brain the van. Everybody's wearing gloves on their hand. Strictly army suits and long black Timberland boots. I want us all to roll like troops. See, now we get the roll on them, cause the punk little sucker they shot up came and told on them. I want to backed up too, cause ain't no telling of what he might do to my crew. Shoot a sucker at point blank range. If he seems like he's acting strange, dump the jump change. Go straight for the green and the jewels, and we can imitate all the tools. Shoot the killer, don't leave no witness. The fathers try to get live and get with this. Snatch up the top man and start slapping him, and put a cap on him, then start wrapping him up. And bad, no time to shiver. Stop on a bridge and deliver bodies into the river. Next stop, blow away that pain in that cop. The one to keep getting knocked. Put an end to my friend, he ain't about making collars. He cooked it on the rookie $1. My man rides on the rooftop, waiting to snipe. Two bullets went right through his windpipe. Cold blood shot down, taking his very last breath. Left to bleed to death. Skip the job, suck a death, try to get live. Yo, I want a dead or alive. Souls are burning like bread in a toaster. You stand in the trance with your band full of manure. Flesh and blood clogs up the street sewers. Ready to kill someone else, and cause I'm wanted dead or alive. My baby face Nelson. Kick bust a lot of heart, a lot of guts. And I'm quick to kick the sucker in his nuts. Armed robbery, homicide, third degree murder. Blood stuff never heard of. Come in my face with the he say, she say. And I'ma kick you off your butt like Pele. One night some kids went for broke, and you can almost choke from the gun smoke. Somebody got robbed and got fed up. So set up the block, get wet up. One kid got caught down the dead end street. Gummed him down from his head to his feet. Run brother got smoked in a car chase. Through the windshield, a bullet in the face. Left his head wide open like a basket. Went to his funeral and shot up his casket. This is the type of stuff on the street I survive. Yo, I want a dead or alive. Dead or alive. Dead or alive.
Damn. Damn. Cool G Rap. I want to see him live,
man, bro. He was one of the ones I haven't seen either. Man, I ain't seen him. If there's any producers out there, if you do like what I do, man, those are the kind of drums I'm kind of digging, man. So, yeah.
Just putting it out there, you know. Just in case.
In case any of you out there listening, yeah. I'm quite a prolific rapper, actually, yeah.
Man, you just heard Cool G Rap right there. And what can I say, man? That's a guy that's a...
legend, man, for me, yeah. Man. Proper, like, inspired me, I think, for me. Him and Big Daddy Kane, man. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. That's a healthy bunch to be influenced from,
and,
man.
And Digital Underground.
Digital Underground were fun, though.
Yeah, first album was wicked.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Sex Packets, man. Was a tune.
You're in tune to FUBAR Radio right here on FUBARradio.com. Please hit us up if you want to chat at FUBAR Radio or even hiphop at FUBARradio.com. I'm fed up with saying FUBAR Radio now, so let's carry on with some chit-chat about what we saw this weekend, Jude. I went. A lot of you lot know, you know, like me and this guy are hardcore. Maybe a bit overly hardcore.
A bit keen.
Yeah. Nah, keen fans. When they people talking about football, do you, are you into football, Adam? See,
okay.
I'm not. I understand it. I used to be into it, but I'm not into it to the point where 2 days later we're still chatting about the same position that what's his name
got thingy in and he
should have finished the blah blah. It's like, brother, I can't do it, man. But at the same time, when it comes to this sport, which I think is the best sport in the world, MMA, mixed martial arts, I could do that. I'll probably chat about it till death. Do it to the death, like what we saw, man. So we saw a fight in Bellator. There's an organization called Bellator. Most people know about UFC, but
This is like the number two in it.
The only thing is they don't say, "Well, do you train Bellator, bro? Bro, oh, bro, just bleed, bro." You know, people talk about training UFC, but UFC is the organization. The sport is MMA. So anyway, there was this big fight.
Just quickly as well. Also, both Mice and I don't really like to give spoilers out. So this is like this is from 3 days ago. So if anyone hasn't watched it yet,
You're not a fan.
But you're not a mad fan.
Fuck you.
Basically, yeah, we've got 24. I think we got a 24-hour rule now. Was it?
Yeah, at least
48 hours. If you
this
can.
Is easily 48 hours. Yeah. If you ain't checked it out, the thing is as well. There's been memes and GIFs and videos of it everywhere. All the different state outlets have already, you know, voiced their opinion on the situation. And so if you ain't seen it, it was Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000.
Both you and I had very different reactions as well, which is quite funny. I wish we'd actually filmed our reactions.
Chu takes it a bit too serious.
I took it personal, man.
It's embarrassing, right?
It's embarrassing.
So Kimbo Slice was known for being a cage fighter, but like on the streets, you know, you'd see videos of him on YouTube just having like two dudes just clumping at each other till one's knocked out. And he did really well for himself. He had like big black guy, shaved head with a massive beard around him.
Blatantly poster boy. Like, I thought if he could actually, in my opinion, fight, then he would be the poster boy. But he just looks mean.
And the thing is, so you're probably like, what do you mean if he could fight? So he can knock you out. Like, he can throw, you know, he could throw his arms about and that, but when it becomes a sport, which is what MMA is a lot more than just being able to knock somebody out. You need to be able to last
train
at least 15 minutes. If it goes that long, you need to be able to have, you know, more than just one
one game plan, you know.
One game plan. You know, you need to be quite versatile because it's a sport of mixing, you know, different martial arts. So whether it be kung fu, karate, jiu-jitsu, judo,
savate, whatever it is.
Anything.
But hence the name, mixed martial arts. Obviously, there's certain martial arts that have come to the forefront which have been more effective. Most people say wrestling is probably like your key
base
sort of martial art, if you can. Just for the training of it, you dictate where the fight goes.
But what we witnessed, man, if you've seen it, I was dying because it was just two big dudes that look like they should not be like they were like co-main event, but double header, they said. They were like the main event of this thing, which is a fairly good organization. You know, most of the fighters they got on there are highly skilled, are in the top sort of maybe 20 in the world in their divisions. Yeah. You know, some of them,
not all of them.
But these guys just came in, they managed to sell, they were the ones who sold the fight, as well as two other guys that are veterans, Royce Gracie and Kem Shamrock. But Kimbo and Dada really sold it because...
But Dada is like the new school kind of like King of the Streets kind of guy from Miami, both from Miami as well, both sort of fought in the streets over there. So this was supposed to be like the new school versus old school.
Yeah, kind of, man. But the fight just turned into one big pile of mess, man. It was just flailing. After about a minute and a half, both of them were like, I need you.
They needed the corner men just to sort of, you know, lift up their arms to throw the punches, man. It could have been like two dudes like controlled by strings, man.
It was crazy. The ref was cracking up. Big job, McCarthy.
Really bad. Like, second round, it just looked like two granddads fighting. Really uncomfortable, really awkward. Not good.
This shit was hilarious, man. So I was watching it cracking up because it was like, you know, like hood dudes, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm going to knock you out, man. You wait till we get in. You know, talking all of this shit. Yeah.
I'm going to bust you up. There's you better have a hospital bed ready near the cage. But for him, not for me, him.
Yeah. He said all of that. He ain't going to go for the first round. He going to fight the fight, and he ain't going to get through the first round.
I tell my fighters to fight their fight. I'm going to fight my fight. I was like, man, all right. Okay, I'm intrigued. I wasn't hyped up for it, but I was intrigued.
Hey, you got baby nuts. Daddy, you got baby nuts. I bet you got baby nuts. I'm going to show my nuts right now. You show your nuts.
Yeah.
honestly, I had a bit, you know, my stomach's funny from nuts already. Peanuts, though.
Peanuts,
not the same
man,
kind
don't
of
trust
nuts,
them.
But
don't trust
you know
them.
What I mean? It kind of hit me in a certain way. I was like, all right, he's up on the nuts talk. And, boy, it ended up just
somehow
being a total mess, not really being a great fight at all, but still entertaining in a comedic way, not really in a way that you watch the sport for if you're serious about it. It was more like,
for me, it was like, you know, when you watch those films when you genuinely feel like you've stolen my freaking time. Like, I really could have done other things. I could have done my grouting. I could have done freaking anything. I could have painted someone else's toenails, you know what I mean? That's what I got from this fight. I was just like offended by both of them.
But somehow though, one of them won. It did end up being like, you know, there's a draw, man. They couldn't do shit to each other. There was a point where one of them's in the most dominant position you could be in, which is like, you know, sitting on the guy's chest, basically. And the ref was like, look, stand up. Because he's not doing it. He's just lying on top of him like, yo, man, give me some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation right now, nigga. Come on, man.
And like, the punches just looked like you could have thrown, like, you know, yarns of wool at each other, man. It was just embarrassing.
But somehow Kimbo won, man. He got
how
the dude, if you see how the guy knocked out, it's just hilarious. It was like he was just walking forward, kind of holding on to Kimbo, and then Kimbo kept walking backwards, so he stuck on him. But then when he decided to step to the right, all of a sudden just did some U-turn, like face planted.
It was horrible. I think Kimbo exhaled breath, which knocked the other guy sort of dizzy or something. I don't know. Maybe he ate loads of garlic or something.
Man, that was the one piece of entertainment for me, man, over the weekend. I'm telling you,
horrendous.
I really enjoyed that, man. But yeah, man.
Calm me down.
Hopefully, some more people can get into the sport, man, because I think it's something really special. Anyway,
yeah, definitely. And no spoilers. We're gonna be watching last night's UFC.
Cowboy versus Cowboy, man.
Baby. So yeah, if anyone hasn't watched it, please no spoilers. But if you haven't, we'll watch it later.
Tweet anything.
Yeah, 48-hour notice, babies.
Yeah, I've got to get off Twitter right now. Anyway, you're locked into FUBAR Radio at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. hiphop@fubarradio.com. I want to find out if anybody else can help me out with my
bubble guts.
Quested cure for the bubble guts.
For
the tummy bug. Now we're going to go into another tune by somebody we've had on before, actually, I do believe. He goes by the name of Emerald Endemic.
Walking through a bear cave with six hibernating grizzlies in it. Knuckle game, four finger Lee, shit all dented. Six classic albums, my shit authentic. Your style's manufactured, that shit all printed. Storm rappers out with my brand new Adidas on. Nigga, you whack trying to lead us on. Bomb, uppercut, then connect with the elbow. Throw shots at his feet, now he's shell toe. Hell no, put some bullets in his beanie. And anybody else, see me when you see me. I'm out here smacking your moms until you come down. Get it poppin' from sun up to sun.
Alright, see that boy no move right. Dropping me from the end, I be the nice high right. See that boy be no sight. Put the time right now. You get that thing twice. Then boy no move right. Dropping me from the end, I be the nice high right. See that boy be no sight. They put the time right now. You get that thing twice. Some say the God overreact. Smack a fool fat Joe style, lean back. Y'all seen that? One hit a quitter. With the brick in my fist, I'm a pitcher splitter. Mariano on my toes, right? I dance on him like Floyd when I throw strikes.
Chill, that's over their head.
Yeah, I know, right? The metaphors flow swift cause the flow tight. And y'all don't really want it in a mic fight. They'd rather pick up their keyboards and type. Suckers love to have an internet fight. But when it's time to meet up, they be like, yeah, that's aight. Now talk about some real hot rocks. And watch the guard bust open your snack box. Right in your hood on a real hot block. Now what up with all that tough shit you pop? What you got? Call a cop, do something hot. Another cotton ball fronting like a rock. Get your ass upstairs and keep the door locked. Cause the next time I see you, I'ma knock off your block.
Alright,
see that boy no more right.
Dropping me from the end, I'll be that nice, alright. See that boy Rebels here. We out shout the posse. Clapping Trey happy days to Ralph, Ralph and Potsy. Sean still smacked her. Call when it starts sound like bronchial asthma. Writing like I don't like writing. Other fish in the sea, but the Pisces like writing. The rise of the like in my fighting is like Tyson. Fighting the Viking, igniting the riot when I'm typing. Thinking you the best, you crazy. Best you rest, dude, skip through test two babies. The epic mess that's left on steps is crazy. A weapons kept to scare through undressed ladies. Eloquent suggested, never vote black at presidential elections. Never vote black at presidential elections.
Vic come through devastating damage. Hit you with the blam blam, then manhand the sandwich. I stay next door to an ape. The late BB King bass guitar scorching your face. I don't poly with that squally. I probably shouldn't teach my kids to catch bodies. Let's have a flesh party. Big guns, big fists, one man killer army. This is bullpen therapy. My wife tripping. I knew I should have married weed. The whole team is down. I'm sending henchmen. I don't got no secrets like Brendan Benson. Allow milk to an Asian, go crazy shit. 80 shit, selling pregnant ladies coke. I'm old as f- like a Tupac record. Circuit board to the common chores, hit the exit. Exit. Circuit board to the common chores, hit the exit.
Because it's actually Mice Diggy and Chew Dat, bitches what? And bitchettes, right here on FUBAR Radio. And man, had to play that tune, man. Sean Price,
legend.
Rest again. In peace, no, no. Man. Rest in peace.
That was like really out of the blue as well. Just random.
Mad out of the blue, man. He passed away last year. I can't remember what month it was, man. But it's so weird. It's just like random. Just like, huh? What? Sean Price is dead. You know when you're like, ah, let me Google this and make sure. Because you lot, I know you lot jump on these. Oriental Whispers. I wanted to say Chinese, but I felt a bit racist.
Why can't I be Japanese, man?
Yeah, why couldn't you be, man?
Filipino,
we wouldn't, really Chinese. Be able to tell the difference.
What,
because
we all lie? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, man. Sad, man. Sad. Sad to lose such a talented guy, man. Yeah. He was one of the few dudes that still make me laugh, genuinely. You know, when they're rapping, when it's like, that was hilarious. Or whatever he just said there. Let me rewind it just to make sure that. You know, and
from
just
took on like that.
Yeah, from the Helter Skelter days, for real. And then he just took on this whole, you know, this persona of just being ignorant, but still witty,
still
funny,
yeah.
Simple, saying some real simple shit, but it just sounded cool as well. Man, big loss, man. But that was a track off of, I think it was his last project.
Okay. And I was going to pretty big up Iron Braids as well, one of his.
Yeah, Braids, man. Braids was a good friend of his as well. Yeah. That track was featuring Vic Spencer and it was called Metal Beard. Do support Sean Price if you can, because he left behind a family, a really nice, beautiful family as well. So, you know, it'd be good to just keep his memory alive in that way at least. Moving on, we got a brother here. He's becoming. You've been, how many times you been here now? No, just on the low, like.
Not recently, I'm due to get my own show soon. So. And I talk.
You know
too
what I
much.
Mean? We got Logic, man. Logic of People's Army right here.
Blessings.
What's
thanks
going on,
me.
Brother? How are you, man?
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
Happy New Year. I should say Happy
for
New
real,
Year. No?
For real, I ain't seen you since the New Year.
Nah,
Happy
did
New
you
year.
Catch that? Happy New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year as well.
Yeah, Happy Chinese New Year. See?
Gong Hai Fat Choi.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was trying to say it, but I just messed up the R.
No, you almost had it. You almost had it.
Logic, what you say, man? What's going on with you?
Boy, a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Working hard, you know. This year's quite a busy year for me. I got a lot of projects I'm working on. And yeah, I'm excited still about
you're
this year.
You're always busy, though, man.
try, you know, try and keep.
Like nothing new when it comes to what.
Well, you know, when you're self-employed, you know, you have to stay busy or you just be lazy, you know.
Ain't lying there. Whatever job I know what you're talking about right there. Yeah.
But I don't know about the laziness. I'm very proactive.
Okay, for a lazy guy.
Hence, been drinking Carlsberg right now. 5 in the afternoon.
You didn't have to say that on the air.
No, I know. Right.
He's made him feel comfortable though. The fact he's drinking it anyway.
Yeah.
So what? Because Mighty Mo's coming in a bit later, innit? And you guys are going to do something special for us.
Yeah, Mo's on his way. We're going to do a little. Your open mic thing, you feel?
Yeah,
you
course,
that what you call it?
Yeah.
Original name still.
Original
name.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Of course. You know, that's boundaries. What we got to do, man. Like, you know, FUBAR have given us the opportunity here to like spread the good word about hip hop. Let people know that it's not just Young Thug. What's the other dude?
Chief Keef. 2 Chainz.
You know, unfortunately, people think that that's hip. They think everybody's like that. So we come and spread the word, you know, play some old, play some new, invite some friends down.
Yeah.
And of course, open up the mic so they can hear like MCs doing their thing.
Bars. Yeah, I love that. So, man. I love that. I listen to your show a lot, man. It's a blessing to have this kind of man. Platform there, you know.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, man.
100%.
And you know, it's needed as well because what I've always said is like the problem we've got now is that most of the people that represent, you know, the full spectrum of hip hop are on real late at night.
Mm.
And it's also like they've got to worry about adverts and, you know, all these kind of ratings that FUBAR Radio doesn't really need to worry about. So we can really give people the essence of what it's about. It doesn't have to be
censored.
Okay, what's the hottest?
You can't censor hip hop. That's what I think is the problem of taking hip hop mainstream. But if you try and censor it, it can dilute it. You know, it's only a few people that have been able to take it there.
Mm.
But the majority of hip hop, I feel, is on an underground basis because you can't censor it for the masses, you know.
Yeah, there's too much
real.
Of
it's a bit too real, you
it's
know.
It's a bit too
but
real.
That's where FUBAR's good as well. Like obviously this time slot now, so like 4 till 6. You know, hopefully opening up some sort of, you know, new ears and sort of getting some new listeners as well to sort of get to understand that rap's not just about freaking chains, guns, drugs, women, same old shite.
It's also about trying to work out how you can look after yourself. Like I had a serious situation over the weekend. I'm sure you might have a good answer for me.
What's this?
What's the best cure for bubble guts?
Bubble guts. I would work with some ginger. Turmeric is good.
Hey, see?
All right. What
beer or just straight? Nah, because people been giving me this alcoholic like beverages. Rum and coke.
Boil up some ginger in a pan with some water, like half hour. Drain natch. Put a drop of rum in there if you want.
See, telling you, I should have got drunk. Still. I should have got drunk, man. I'm sitting in there like, oh, I don't even know what's coming next, man. Is it?
Yeah, but then I don't think you care either. If you're like hammered, you'd be like, whatever, man. Just deal with it and then you'll get better.
That's why the next morning is a problem.
That could be a problem if you're hammered. If you're drunk and you got the shits, come on, man. You might wake up in a whole puddle of some next shit.
I've been in that situation for a good few years.
Well, drunk or bubble guts?
Both of them.
Drunk and bubble guts.
No, drunk. I mean, bubble guts, obviously, that comes and goes. But, you know, the drunk thing. Try and stay away from
it. It's kind of weird when people talk about, right, what happened? I can't even remember last night.
Scary.
Rad, you got that drunk. Like, you drank that much.
There's a limit. You know when you're at that point of, right, you know what? Let me allow it now.
You should know it.
I'm all right now. I'm good now. I'm just wavy. I can control myself. But when you go past that, you know what you're doing, you know?
Do you reckon it's though, like, because people talk about, you know, weed, obviously, you can't really OD on weed unless you eat it. Like, you can't get into any sort of fatal position, you know? You can't get into any
is that a challenge harm
unless
that
you eat it.
I'm looking at you as well.
You can go there. If you want to go there, I'm just saying.
I'll pick up the glove right now. You know? I felt the glove smack my face. I'll pick it up. Let's go. I'll put on the glove.
But yeah, you know, like. But,
I'll show you why it's called Chong.
If you're smoking it, you know what I mean? When you're smoking it, you know, like, all right, yeah, I'm blazed. That's it. I'm done now. But when you eat it,
oh man,
it's a whole you don't know, you don't, because it takes about a good 20 minutes for it to even kick in,
and you don't know the level of how much you're intaking.
So you can OD eating it, but with alcohol, people just like, right, you're drunk, why are you even at the, what are you ordering?
I'll have
you better order water.
I'll have another one.
Some fat free water or some shit, man.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Serious, really good look. Man, I don't really
although to be fair, some of my mates wouldn't have pulled as much if
they weren't that drunk,
if they did understand their limitations. So thank you to those women out there.
Jeez, well, I like that one though. Ginger and turmeric. I'm gonna
ginger and turmeric.
Yeah. Have we got any more answers? My friend Rio, he hit me up. He said, eat nothing for 24 hours.
Ooh.
Just sip water and Ribena Then when when you feel you can eat again, plain crackers.
Plain crackers?
Crackers,
motherfucker.
Hey!
Yeah, he's on some hard body poverty diet still. Like, there's cures for things, you know. You can find remedies for stuff now.
It's true.
You don't have to starve your body and then, you know, flush it out a piece. You can actually find something that will help you.
Yeah. Everything's there for a reason, isn't it?
Of course, everything on the planet.
That's what I'm trying to investigate, man. I mean, I don't mind that people are telling me just have a beer. You know what I mean? Have a bottle of, someone says champagne, which I quite like the idea of that. If they could send it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if they send it up, yeah, we'll try it.
Dom Perignon is usually, because I don't like the bubbles too much, especially I've been suffering from bubble guts.
I've got Bucks Fizz if you want to try that for you.
All right, man.
You were drinking it. Person.
That wasn't me, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So hit us up at Fubar Radio on Twitter or hiphop@fubarradio.com and let us know what's your best cure for the bubble guts, aka the tummy bug, just in case you didn't get that. Logic is here.
You done know, salute as always.
And so what's the single you got coming?
The new thing out at the moment is I'm Not an Alien. We're highlighting the refugee situation at the moment in Cali, Dunkirk, and other places around the world. Mainly in Cali and Dunkirk.
Mm.
But
any particular reason why those two areas? Or
ultimately, they're the most overpopulated places at the moment, to speak. But
Kerry and Dunkirk.
There's refugee camps all over the world. You know, there's people seeking refuge all over the world. So it's an issue that I think we as people need to address, you know. And as long as we have wars, you know, we're ultimately going to have people seeking refuge from war-torn countries, you know. So it is an inevitability that we're going to have these people. So we have to think
Which is a sad thing, though.
It's a sad thing, but ultimately we have to think of a way of dealing with the situation, not kind of moaning about the situation.
Because it is
an inevitable situation, you know.
The sad part about, you know, like you said, as long as there are wars... And the sad part about the whole war thing is like, what, you know, it's like, all right, right, they messed around with us. All right, well, let's go and bomb them. Let's just try and, basically you're saying, let's just kill as many of them as possible. And then what?
It's gone back to school ground, you know, playground days of, I'm going to win. Yeah. I'm going to beat you, you know.
We're not going to talk about it.
We're tougher than you. We've been researching more about the atomic bomb than you have, so look, basically. Check it. No. This is just, we're just testing it. Don't worry about that.
See, how did they get their hands dirty, though? I still think those two, whoever the world leaders are, man. If you've really got that much issue with it, deal with it yourselves, man.
Go and play a game of chess or some shit. Mm-mm. Let's see who can win. Thumb wrestle. They should just pick the best. Do you know what I mean? Really and truly, if it's going to be like us versus you, all right, let's see how much of we can stick to our word. Shake hands and say, I'm going to get my fastest runner, you get your fastest runner. I'm going to get my strongest man, you get your strongest man. You know, country versus country. Why do all these innocent people have to get involved?
That's how money. It goes, you know.
It's money though, isn't it? Money,
basically.
It's money, because, by the way, my cousin... He makes these, like, you know what I mean? He makes these double shot.
Yeah, of course. It's an overgrown Monopoly game.
Like, genies, I can get you a good 10,000 of these, yeah? Then, see that machine over there? It's all this shit where it's like propaganda based on someone trying to make some money. After you go and bomb that whole place, I know someone who could come and clean it up for you and rebuild it, you know, but it's going to cost this much, but trust me. It's like, it's sad, man.
Yeah, it all boils down to money, you know.
Yep.
And people sit around. There's a lot of people that say, oh, what if they invade the UK? What if they invade you? UK has no natural resources for them to come and get. So there's no reason for anybody to ever invade the UK. So people here have nothing to worry about.
But do you, what about, okay, like obviously, like they say, ISIS now are doing whatever. What if they decide, okay, let's go and fuck these lot up for a bit?
You get crazy people around the world. Like, whatever religion, whatever creed, colour, you know, it don't matter. You get mad white people in America bringing out their gun and shooting people.
Mm.
It's legal to have your gun. He's allowed to walk the street with his gun.
It's crazy.
And light up 12 people.
Mm.
So, ultimately, you get mad people everywhere, you know. That's never going to change. You'll get people that are a bit tapped, might see something else and just want to deal with the situation however they feel necessary, you know. But
yeah, it's sad, man.
Fundamentally, it's not part of our structure, you know. And that's what people have to read.
It's not how we're meant to be living.
No,
like,
of course
people
not.
Shouldn't be running, fleeing to this, you know, like children dying, trying to get across the waters from here to there.
Yeah, I mean, my friend was, she's volunteering in Greece, I think, trying to help sort of refugees over there. Yeah. And she was saying that some of the people, like the stuff they've had to give up just to get their kids on a boat. Like, they're saying there's 10 maximum on a boat or something like that, and they're getting 20 people on there. And obviously, you know that they shouldn't be getting it, and they're taking something from... some naughty stuff going on. Really bad, really off key stuff.
But that's where the ignorance over here has to be. You have to just put yourself in their situation. Imagine you had to find someone for your four kids to live, you know.
You would do anything you could. Anything you freaking could, man. I completely agree with that as well.
Put yourself in their situation.
Yeah. The worst thing is that it's starting to open up that kind of conversation, though, you know, where people who were immigrants even 20 years ago or something, 30 years ago are going, oh, these immigrants, these people coming inside here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Talking.
I need to
what?
Dash this word immigrant out of the vocab because everyone, we move around, innit? We move around, we migrate. We're not static creatures. Human beings are not creatures that stay in one place. We migrate. You know, so we're all immigrants.
Yeah.
When I go to Clapham, I'm immigrant. Oh, come on, you know?
Yeah,
by what
sad.
Scale? But
it's
ultimately,
sad,
we're all immigrants. So this terminology is just a way of dividing people and saying, you lot are that and you lot are that. You lot are different from us because you're immigrants. You're from over there.
Well, they say migrants now, isn't it? They're calling people migrants. You know,
that's different. No, that's different. That's different. If you're moving within your own country, I think you're a migrant. If you're an immigrant, you come over from another country, I think. I'm not too sure. But yeah. But either way, it's just, for some reason, that word just sounds, it just doesn't
just
sound right.
It just makes it sound like animals
sound right
when you say migrants.
Sounds like they're sort of underprivileged and everything like that. So yeah, it's not a good look.
Well, yeah, that's good to hear, man. So you're gonna, Mighty, we'll we're waiting for Mighty Mo. We're gonna chat to Logic and Mo a bit more about this
running
as
that
well.
Track, yeah,
and yeah, of course, man. You want us to play it?
Yeah, I thought
introduce
it's
the track,
in the
then,
line
bro.
Still, yeah, I'm not an alien. Logic,
you don't need to tell
Mighty
them that. Go on, say it again.
I'm not an alien. Logic, Mighty Mo, featuring Maverick Sabre, People's Army, stand up and salute.
Bro. I announced to our conference that my first action in this new position as leader of the Labour Party would be to come to a demonstration in support of refugees, the right to asylum, and the human needs of people all over the world.
Yeah. Listen, I said the people trying to keep out the immigrants are immigrants. Yeah, I've got issues, fam, I'm not feeling it. People say the immigrants are taking all the jobs when they're mostly taking all the jobs that nobody wants. Then they say that, well, yeah, they're claiming all the benefits, but benefits are made for the people who need benefits. Think about it. Furthermore, think about this. Without the poor people, yeah, we wouldn't have the rich. I was born here, but I'm not British. I don't eat fire mash with that green liquor. And I am not a nigger, I'm bigger than the stereotypes. On the TV, they're telling us lies, miseducating the nation. I say it's time we change up the station. Recognize, yeah, that we're all one nation. One order, but I'm not a Mason. No, I'm not a Mason, yeah, and I'm not no
Asian. I'm not an alien. I've never been an alien. Was born, word is born. Same word, say another person is a alien, is absurd. When push comes to shove, it's all words. One blood, one love, that's what you heard. One blood, one love, that's what we deserve. Give thanks that we can make a better earth. Murder won't make a better earth. Mother Earth, Mother Earth, Mother Earth. How you feeling, darling? Tell me how you hurt. The people get a turn, but them still not learn. You play with fire and you surely get burned. When everything's steady, you can't spend up all the money where you earn. Can't turn up no one, cause everybody gone. No alien I come, no alien I run. Listen to this sound.
Oh,
Czechoslovakian.
They're not an alien.
And the Syrians.
They're not an alien.
Palestinians.
They're not an alien.
Yeah, and the French.
They're not an alien.
Yeah, and the Dutch.
They're not an alien.
All my Nigerians.
They're not an alien.
And all my Jamaicans.
They're not an alien.
Egyptians, Turkish, Spanish, Italian, Sri Lankan, Irish, Pakistanis, Indian, Russian. God gave us a land, so come in. Brazilian, Swedish and Chinese, the Haitians, the Kurdish, the Lebanese, Ethiopians, Eritreans, best you come in, know what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not an alien, I've never been an alien.
Presents
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
Joining us from the stage right now, it's Grime.
How you doing, fellas? You alright?
In that movie though, you were really big, and I actually went and saw it this morning, and I got a review from a very, very reputable character. She was in her mid-50s, quite a big woman, and possibly a little bit drunk. And I asked her, hey, just out of curiosity, what did you think of Ajax in the movie? And she said, oh, what a C-bomb. I want to lick him. That was her quote. So there you go, buddy. That's the effect that you had on the general public, that you're a C-bomb that they want to lick. All right? So if that was a desired effect, smash it out of the park.
Every Tuesday,
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Tell you what, mate. Gotta punch a cane right quick, you know what I mean, mate? Come back, be all right, mate. Do a fucking durry in the dunny, be fucking all right, mate.
I'll leave my old cone open for you punching him, mate.
Sick cunt, mate. I'll tell you that right now, mate.
I've got some chips over here,
mate.
That's right.
You're locked into FUBAR Radio right now. This is the my Diggy and Chew Dat show, brother lovers.
Yeah.
Sarah Love is somewhere. Yeah, she's on a magical island somewhere, working on her tan. So, yeah. That's right. You lot are fucked until 6 o'clock, mother lovers.
Yeah. We're just ticking some ethnic boxes, basically.
That was a track from ticking some ethnic boxes. That was a track right there from Logic and Mighty Mo featuring Maverick Sabre. I'm an alien. I'm not an alien.
I'm not an alien.
I'm not an alien. So if you want to support that, please hit up the London to Calais GoFundMe page. That's right, London to Calais GoFundMe page. We're going to hear some more from Logic. Mighty Mo is joining us in the studio as well. But right about now, we have a mother lover that I've been seeing left, right and centre hitting up them open mics, you know?
Yeah.
If you've been out there, you'd see him, man, definitely. Like, I've seen him tearing up a few stages, man, hitting the mic and putting in his work. So it's good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Consensus. How you feeling?
Yeah, what's good, man? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we've got to do this, man. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of all over the place, to be honest.
Serious?
Yeah, no, I ain't packed and I'm heading out tomorrow to New York, so...
Right, like, to New York.
Yeah, so it's dying. Like
Big Apple.
I'm in really Broadway. Like, yes, I'm trying.
What are you doing out there?
I'm trying to do some shows and stuff. So we're going to New York, and then we're doing Montreal. And I ain't packed. That's the thing, really. I ain't packed. So because I'm not packed, my head's in that. But I'm here.
So you're thinking, damn, I got to pack my CK shorts. I might meet some shorties out there. So I've got to pack the room. Make sure I've got enough condoms.
Have I got some travel plug?
Yeah.
My girl might be listening, innit? So.
Oh, okay. You know, my bad. Well, that was our projection. That was from us. Wifey, Mrs. Consensus, that was from us. We were projecting how we feel.
Yeah. See, Maestro, he's a bad guy, man.
No, I am Mrs. Yeah, it's me.
All right, cool.
It's not you, it's me. Yo, Consensus, man. So you got this new project coming out right about now. Is it a debut project or this is...
Yeah, this is my first project.
I've
been barring for ages and ages and ages, but yeah, me and Fiber Optics put together a nice little hip-hop EP. Been out since December now, so we're about a month and a bit in, 2 months in, called The Contract. And yeah, we're just touring off of that, basically.
Nice.
So
wicked.
How's it been going?
It's been going, the feedback's been really nice.
Nice,
like,
man.
The feedback's been surprisingly good. Like, I mean, we spent a lot of time putting it together, and had a concept and stuff. And I think a lot of people don't put concepts with their projects these days. Yeah. So it's like,
it's funny. I saw someone talk about, oh, UK hip hop is just either people talking about how fucked up they get,
yeah,
or then rapping about how good they rap or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, is it like? So you're probably not hearing everything, but
no, but that's the thing.
I get it. Yeah,
the thing is, because of that, it's been like, oh, there's a story. There's and the production was very cinematic, and we went for that. So because of that, people have treated it like
something,
something different. So it's nice,
and it's important to do that. I think as an artist, because there's so many, it's like the scene is mad oversaturated worldwide. Yeah. You know, not just in the UK, but
yes,
it's so easy to get your music up there.
Yeah.
That, you know, some of the big dogs don't even know, well, should I be playing this one? Does everyone know about this or not?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Real.
That if you come with something that's different, you're bound to get a bit more notice, you know, than a bit more notice than people that are just doing the same old shit, just copying everyone else. So that's good to hear, man. How did you hook up with Fiber Optics?
Met him at one of them notorious open mics, man.
You see?
That was it, man. I was just barring, and then he caught me when I came off stage and was like, yeah, I'm liking the sound, man. Do you want to do something? Ricky. And then actually we did one track with me and a guy called Iron Ideal. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Mm.
And on a Fiber Optics production, that was really successful. And then from that, I was like, to Fiber Optics, yeah, we should probably do a project or something.
I see.
And then, yeah, the thing is, yeah, many a person has come to me and said they want to work together and stuff, but he's one of the people where he makes it happen as well.
Proactive.
And that's the thing. You guys will know as well. There's people that get things done, and then there's just people that
say they want to get things done.
2-3 months later, oh, what's happening? Yeah, it's coming, it's coming.
Mad industrial talk of acting like they didn't say that 3 months. You know, when the thing is with MCs as well, I always say, like, people forget that we train ourselves to remember words. We train ourselves to remember things that we've got to say or that people have said to us to say, you know, that kind of thing.
It's
like, if you say something, we're more than likely going to remember, but for some reason there's like this whole weird, you know, and it's all that and they kind of have that look like, oh shit, I hope you don't remember when I said to you that I was going to send you the thing that I said.
Yeah,
you
know, no, Joe, that.
I don't even take that to heart anymore, man. But
yeah, you can't.
It's like, it just helps to know where you stand with people, do you get me? And because of the way he worked, it was like, we knew we were going to put a project together. We knew we were going to try and put it out by a certain time. He even more pushed me, because I've got like 6 projects coming out this year.
Wicked.
And it's like, I'm writing for like loads of things, but he was like, oh, we got to put this out. So bam, 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 and pushed out for the deadline. So
how long did it take you then from meeting him to finishing?
It was like, I say 8-9 months.
That's pretty good.
And it wasn't bad, because I was writing for 2 or 3 other projects as well. I finished another one when I was doing some stuff in Geneva. Should be out this year. And then writing for another one, which is like another concept kind of album. And them concept things just take a lot more time, because
a lot more thought into
The thing. So because of that, it was nice to have it in that space of time. But
so he's Fiber Optic, he's in the UK as well?
Yeah, he's
so
coming
out. That makes
out.
It a bit easier now.
Yeah. But I mean, to be honest, we did everything online until the master stage, and then went in the space of a day, sat down and just mastered it and stuff.
Nice.
But we did everything online. I just recorded, sent him the stuff, and it was bam, bish, bosh, bam.
So this year you've been working on a bunch of stuff, but this is like your first sort of solo.
Yeah, this is literally the first vocal project, because I've produced as well, and I've put out EPs and put out beats, and was selling beats for a time and all of that stuff. But now I'm focusing again on writing and stuff. So yeah, it's my first project. So
how did you get into MCing? Were you making beats first and then started MCing? Or
do you know what? I started in grime, man. And I'm about 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And then actually I stopped writing for a couple of years in between, before the whole Consensus idea came about. But yeah, I used to just grime, clash people in school, I used to go to Leicester Square with one of my boys, and people selling mixtapes, we'd just go up to them and I'd be like, yeah, do you want a battle or whatever? And then like, there'll be crowds around and stuff, and that was kind of my little thing. But it was very formulaic. It wasn't as an artist. It's just like, I've got bars and I know how to, you know, draw a crowd and all of that stuff. Do you get me?
So what made you, when you started doing more hip hop stuff, how did that come about? From a grind? Because I always find it interesting when I meet people that they say, I started in grime. Yeah. And you think, oh, was it, you know, like I was saying earlier, as you age, as you get older, you start understanding a bit more. So what, from your perspective,
I got into a bit of a madness, like a bit of a kind of little beefy thing. Like,
beef and broccoli yeah, or beef stewed beef.
Beef and broccoli, innit?
It wasn't
like a serious thing, but it was like I was going to uni and I was like, oh, look, let me just clear my head, get out of the grime energy, because the grime energy at that time was the quite raw negative. Grime energy. Yeah, it was like angry, you know, it was like rebel. you can't go to grime raves without being five man up, otherwise the thing's gonna get shut down and you're gonna get run up on and all of that stuff. So
was there girls in grime raves then? I always wonder.
A few, but that's the point. The point is, you always had to come with like 5 or 10 guys to feel safe.
Wow.
So like, there's the ratio was stupid. It was like you know, eight to one or something like that.
8 to 1. Yeah. Sounds like jail. No, you know what I mean? It's only the screws.
That's why there was always beef in it, because there's a lot of testosterone there and a lot of competition for the few girls that were there and stuff. But
a lot of pheromones.
But yeah, after that, I stopped and then. I mean,
so
it's
was
not
it
like
basically, was there more chicks now? Is that why it starts?
No, do you know what? It's not like I don't do grime now, but it's just actually I just decided to challenge myself because I got bored like of the tempo and stuff. There's only so much you can do in it. Whereas hip hop, you can kind of rap kind of that speed. You can do a bit more.
Were you one of the like the four bar type MCs or
never?
Did you,
never nah. the case. I mean, so I freestyle like anything, so that it don't make sense to write bars like that. Mm. You can just freestyle that on a show. I've done. I did some stuff in Czech Republic last year with dubstep, like freestyle the whole set. Do you get me? There's no point of like writing that stuff. But now I've always been a concept guy or. My old alias was Humor. I used to basically do punchlines and stuff in it, so that was my thing. But now it's more conceptual stuff, bars, lyricism, anything. Just making songs as well, because that's important. That doesn't hold you to a tempo. Then it's just like you want to make a song with maybe a mood and
you want to take people into a zone with it, as opposed to just it's the same thing. Like when I used to get all the punchline stuff, and then. You start thinking, shit, man, I want the whole song to be a punch rather than just this one line. Okay. Like, when you said da-da-da, you want people to be like, right, that tune, what made you think to do that? Or, you know, the way you put, you know, from scratch to finish, the way from start, middle, ending is just poetic and whatnot. So
yeah, man.
That's good to hear, man. So the growth was just a gradual thing. Who were you hearing from the UK that was making you think, I could do this?
Do you know what, though? Do you know what's so funny? So basically, when I write, I always write from a genre I'm not doing. So if
what do you mean?
I'm taking influences from a genre I'm not doing. So when I was writing grime, I was listening to all hip hop.
Is it?
And then flipping it into grime. So people couldn't ever really go, oh, that sounds like that person. Nice. I was listening to grime as well, but the elements of the way people structure stuff was like rappers and stuff, innit? The other way around now, I listen to a lot of grime. And then we'll just write rap and stuff.
Oh, serious? You listen to a lot of grime and write rap? Wow, that's hilarious, man.
Yes, it's different. Well,
okay.
You also, Maestro, was one of my first UK hip hop MC, what's it called? Guys where I listened and was like, yeah, this is hard. As a 13, 14 year old listening to hip hop on radio. Yeah, your stuff. Wow. I think it was Terra Firma.
You're making my forehead shine.
That's the thing, because Black Man Blush. And after that, I never was exposed to like the Chester P's and people like that. It was like mainly American stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And then I think your stuff was played on like, was it Choice or something like that?
Wow.
Like Jenny Francis and all of that stuff.
Those were the days, mate, I tell you. Well, listen, man, let's check out what Consensus is up to now. This is off the LP, The Contract. Consensus and Fiber Optics. This track right here is called Shoot the Messenger. Listen and learn, my beloved.
Yeah, yo. Woo. Listen, I said. Horse legged, they're assuming I walk less. Refuse to be force fed by the strategized appetizer. Mouth wide open, I'm an Adam sized apple biter. Files downloaded from the Fact of Life app designer. Measures received for the satellite active flyer. Frequent flyer miles, gas for hire. I said, message received through the Channel 5 passive liar. Liar, wait till you catch a light, hands on fire. Fire, wait till you catch a light, massive fire. Liar, wait till you catch a light. I guess you've met your match before the gas ignites. I've not once met my match in
any man alive. I see the slaughter of a pair and the lamb's juice, the torture of a pair and a man's noose. We're taught to be the bearer of bad news. You ought to be aware of the plan, cause it's important what you wear when a man shoots.
At an age, you shoot the messenger. At an age, you shoot the messenger. Acting like you're not the same as the rest of us. You're not the same as the best of us. And that's why you got the blame. At age, you shoot the messenger. At age, you shoot the messenger. Acting like you're not the same as the rest of us. You're not the same as the best of us. And that's why you got the blame.
Shit. Yeah, the Morse code beeps, vital message released. Marine methods on the radar keep my enemies fleet. The tempers kept at bay, anchors deep like cemetery sleep. Shit. The connections with my team elite embedded in speech. Murder she wrote, riddled within the words of the quotes. Skirmish of notes with episodes of bourbon enclosed. Sealed the envelope, delivered fresh with perfect approach. Colloquial, every prose gives a curse in the dose. Spoke, holding Mont blocks, ink stains in fonts bronze. Me and Con stomp a stampede across your tom-tom. Messing with the wrong dons, brother, we're beyond stroll. Far from a message in a bottle, this is carte blanche. It's hard to fathom the mechanics in this labyrinth. Where man are running marathons and trying to grasp the captioning. Shit, yeah. To catch a glimpse, but motherfucker, you ain't catching it. You're trying to shoot the messenger before he gets the lab again.
The messenger, what? At age, you shoot the messenger. Acting like you're not the same as the rest of us. You're not the same as the best of us. And that's why you got the blame. At age, you shoot the messenger. At age, you shoot the messenger. Acting like you're not the same as the rest of us. You're not the same as the best of us. And that's why you got the blame.
I says his things connect within my intellect. Stow the internet. Then I'm way past a telephonist. Right where I wanna be, stay far from the left of it. Don't shoot the messenger, take part in the messages. Mind your own business or change half the receptionist. Mark of the penmanship as God is my witness. I may start with the lettering. It's hard to forget this ish. My word is my bond is James Arm with a pen and ink. The first veteran, brave heart, pedestrian exists in ideas form. I think I therefore change parts of everything Descartes and Edison. That's page after page of trademark intelligence. Start with the text, it's way harder to reference it. Starts off the messages, master of sentences. The way I'm past Kevin is strange. Part of me never did, part of me never is.
Age to
shoot the messenger.
Jeez. Consensus right there, boy. That's
fresh off the contract.
That was nice, man. Look out for that EP, The Contract. The Contract. It's an EP, right? It's not an LP. Yeah, it's an EP. It's one of them, you know, a decent play EP as well. 8 tracks on there. Consensus and Fiber Optics. Well, we're going to hear a bit more from him later, man. You know what I'm saying? But right about now, it's that time, Chew.
Oof.
That time, you know what time it is. No, my guts are cool. I don't need to run toilet time.
Phew, I thought I had to run.
Yeah. I've been, you know what I mean? I've been handling that quite well.
You've been holding it down.
We got Logic and Mighty Mo right here.
What?
About to do something special for us on the open mic. Am I lying?
You're not lying.
Hey, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Hey, what are you saying, Mo? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Good afternoon, man.
You got a tan, man. You just come back from somewhere or something?
I just come back from Dubai still. Was out there with Ronnie. Bush was out there. Western, Lady Leisha and Angel. Yeah,
what was you lot doing out there?
Beach party still.
Is it?
Yeah, what? Friday night. And we just chill for the weekend. So give thanks. It was
you
nice.
Can't hold hands out there, innit, with break. Chicks and shit.
Well, I just hold my own hand and just pose like that.
It's funny out there, but I was just, you can't. What? What do you mean we can't hold hands? I was like, come on, man. You cannot sit in the car park with a girl in the car.
Wow.
I was like, really? All right.
I just found it really soulless, man. Dubai, really. That was just my own personal thing.
Yeah, well, I hear you, man. Yeah? I hear you. UK hip hop.
Yeah, I found it soulless, though. Yeah, true say, though. Yeah.
Anyway, let's open up the mic right about
it's
now.
It's a nice physical break, though. Yeah.
Huh?
A nice physical break. You know?
Are you what? Workout and all that, or you just?
Yeah, why not? Jumping out.
Where was he staying in that? Was he staying in that 7 star? I know you get up.
It's
to
called
all that.
the Palm.
The Palm.
Yeah.
Is that the 7 star that's got the helicopter pad and all that?
It's got all that.
Versace, all interior. That
you know what? A physical break.
Look at that.
Oh, man. See, that's what I need, man. But right about now, what we need even more is
some
the
bars.
Open mic. We hear you got something special for us. Is this true?
Is this mic open, though?
Hey. Wait, let's find out. You got to slice it open or what?
We got a little medley off the
up and coming album, myself and Mighty Mo.
Mighty Logic.
Album coming out. We didn't even plan that synchronization.
That was good. That was just the synchronization. And I swear it was in key as well. There's a little harmony going on there.
I don't know. He doesn't have.
You don't know about the harmonies, but I'll school you on that later. Let's open up this mic then. Let's hear what these guys have got for us, because boy, I'm looking forward to this now. It's time. FUBAR Radio. Right here.
Open mic time.
Logic.
Vibes and bars.
Mighty Mo. Mighty Logic. Let's hear what they got, man.
Ooh, yeah. Turn the beat up in the cans a piece.
Turn the beat up in the cans.
Yeah, it's nice. Ooh. Turn the beat up in the cans. Yeah, it's nice.
Nice.
How you feel, Mighty?
Me feel nice. Come on,
how you feel, Mighty?
Everything is alright. Big up everybody inside, outside.
Alright.
With the pounding outside.
Here we go.
How we go?
I said, let me set the record straight. I know exactly what to say. So they tried to pepper spray the leader, but he got away. Lift the fight another day. Listen when my mama says, energy is everything, so never let it slip away. Listen when my honor stays. I am great. Used to play the trumpet, now I never play. Fam, I used to play the bass, I used to play piano.
True.
I used to be the shy guy living in the shadows. What? Now we say vibes, cause short for vibrations. And we use music, cause it heals the nation. A vibe is a vibe, but if the vibe isn't right, I suggest that you take it outside. So take it out there, cause we're in a vibe, so we don't care. Plus, we don't want your vibes in air. Peace and love is the main idea. I said, peace and love, Mighty.
The main. Yo, vibes on our own, vibes on our forget. Vibe from the sunrise to the sunset. Vibe we provide, we have the vibes in stock. Vibe no style, we have the vibes on lock. Don't worry, be happy. You don't worry when you're happy. So don't worry when you feel crappy. And then you'll just be happy. Be haps, everything cook and curry. I tell my people, don't worry. Give thanks, it's a new day. A new adventure, a new escapade.
I tell my people, don't worry.
We found a place to escape. Focus through the music, cause we got something to say.
I tell my people, don't worry.
We're gonna represent for the real. And give you something you can feel.
So don't worry.
Mighty Logic passed through. Mix up the old with the new just
said,
for you.
I said, hello, hi, but I'm not nasty. Later, bye. Nothing flies past me.
Sky.
Nothing can't hurt me. Yeah, said I'm a big man. I've gone past 30. Some people think I passed my peak. I haven't reached it. See, I was taught everything and you were teached it. No secrets, I'm open. Bonjour, que pasa? I'm well spoken. Soaked up the knowledge as an adolescent. Still learning, so I can never lose the essence. Each one teach one. While these MCs were getting spun, I was on the block getting funds.
What?
I'm still young, dumb, and full of competition. Never slipping on my mission. I got longer visions. See, this is deeper than the lyrics and the songs that I'm spitting. It's deeper than the lyrics and the mighty.
Yum. Okay then, what you saying then?
What?
They only wanna be down if it's paying them. All the glitz and the glamour
it's
is irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
We have more integrity. We have more intelligence. Mic check, it's the vibes instigator. Creator and curator. I'm no faker, I'm no pretender. That's word to the late Stevie Hyper. Do it for the raver, do it for the flavor. Me not a discriminator, not flaky like potatoes and graters. No thanks, see you later. Moving up like escalators and elevators. You see, he wants you to do well, but no better than him. Smiling in your face with a venomous grin. If a man's doing his thing, why would you be jealous of him?
Why?
Wish him well on them ting. Congratulate
Mighty,
him.
Fam, I don't get rated like the rest of them.
What?
Maybe it's because I'm not like the rest of them. I don't party like the rest of them. I don't go to these industry events like the rest of them. Trying to get next to them. Beggar friend, follow trends, little lemmings. Can you be classed as a beggar? If you beg it, you said it. Give me the credit, give me the credit that I deserve. Been doing this before. A lot of these rappers even spoke a word.
Okay.
How it was meant to be told. Don't embellish. Yeah, don't overdo the relish. More lettuce. Don't dumb it down, but make sure that they get it. Otherwise, it's irrelly. Venting about your petty. Petty can lead to machetes, no confetti. When the wedding bell's
okay, do we live in hell? I don't know.
Till we die, so can never tell.
More than a little,
more
than a piece. This is more than just me, more than an MC. More than a tune, this is more than a beat. I'm feeling kinda Moorish, I'm a fiend. I'm cruising and I'm mooring cast away. If it gets boring and I ain't mourning over those who were snoring, I already put the call in. Many were called but few were chosen. So stop the supposing,
you already knows him.
But does he really know him? Cause he's not on the web. You can't even phone him. Sometimes you meet him at home. Sometimes you meet him when you're zoned. More time,
you meet him when you're grown.
So let the truth be known. I only met him when I was all alone.
But that's just how it goes. That's just how it goes.
Why? Because
every man, I feel what them one rule. I tell him, assalamu alaikum, shalom. Wagwan, it don't matter where you're from. You're cool.
I took back to school to grow. The youth, them for now. Yo.
I said, assalamu alaikum, shalom. We could go back to back forever still.
No way,
I got
time to go back to school.
Let me get them something more.
Go on, man.
I said, Grime Daily won't give me no promo. SBTV, no promo. Link Up TV, no promo. Yeah. So how am I supposed to win a mobile? I need to link with celebs and take photos and start saying the slang that they like. Drake's YOLO. Hit gym, I need to be big, just like Bolo. I need a crew, I can't really blow if I'm solo. Need to hit a grime beat, auto-tune a catchy hook. I need to follow in the steps that Krypton Conan took. I need a gimmick, something everyone can know me for. And if I can't think myself, then I'm taking yours. I need a reputation. I need to make a buzz. I need to spit fast like Righteous does. No, I need to spit slow like Giggs does. Yeah, I need a gun. Or just pretend to have one. I need to sell drugs. Or just pretend to be shotting hard food in lumps. I need to get a deal at once. And shall I make a diss track for Wiley? Nah, cause he won't reply, G. Yeah, Gets will reply. Jammer phone me. Tell him come on Lord of the Mics. Now that's a hype. I'm hitting Don't Flop. I'll battle anyone who's at the top. Give me Tony D. I need a poster campaign with my face, so when I win, yeah, he knows it's me. I need fans who wants my autograph and picture taken. Fans who stop me in the street and say my shit's amazing. Now Jamal's over blinging off my phone, and yeah, Posty won't leave me alone. And yeah, Rashid, I ain't giving you a behind bars. Come and link me, you can catch me, I'm flying on Mars. This is where I go when I'm writing my bars. Conversating with stars on a daily basis. We're discussing what it's like to be famous. Now I don't even have to ask Charlie Sloth to go and play this, cause he's told that he has to play this. See, this is what an artist's definition of making it is. So that ain't making it sick. Just let me spit the facts. Fuck it, yeah, I'll leave it for another track. Stay blind. Yeah, I'll leave it for another track. Stay blind. Yeah, I'll leave it for another track. Stay blind. Yeah, I'll leave it for the...
Yo, I'm not 90.6, but I'm still on a mission. Like we all was in the beginning. Now I'm a couple bros down and I'm lacking. But I can't make no excuses for slacking. Got the tattoo on my back, so I back it. I don't get high every day, but still strap it. Hearts in the music, that's more than a habit. So any habit that I'm at, I represent nicely. So my daughter knows her dad is mighty. And my wife knows her man is mighty. I know my family know say I am mighty. But it's not me, give thanks to the almighty. You see some of them are dissing and wishing that they didn't have to listen. I'm cooking love in the kitchen. Music for the soul, for the heart, put my all in. So it could never get distorted. The vision and the wisdom for the family and the children. For the ones who are living and the ones who ain't living. The ones who are gone but are still living on.
How you feel?
Because the vibe is strong.
It is
love
strong.
Brings together. Hate only divides. I can't lie. I can't live in fear. My body was designed to take me far and near. And to go far, I don't need a plane, train, bus or a car. 2 foot and 2 hands. Open up your mind and go further. Stop getting on my nerves. You only get what you deserve if you deserve it. And if it's gonna make a difference, then it's worth it. But it's all worth it. Cause every reaction comes from an action. So make the action perfect. Perfect it, select it, don't neglect it. You'll get through when the truth is accepted. You know who
stay
you
blind,
are.
Blinded by illusions, blinded by the fake facts, so it gets confusing. Confusing to the ones oblivious to all the foolish. Foolish is a nicer way of saying they are stupid. Stupid is the law. The law is the pork. And pork, it will never, ever, ever touch my fork. I'm forking the road. The road has a code. The code wasn't written, so it travels by the stories that I told. It's told by the old. The old get forgot. Forgot where we come from, cause it's not the block. We're blocking out the devil. The devil can't live. Live like the king or the queen that you is. And is or an are. Are you a star? Star shine bright, people know who you are. Are you in tune? Tune into this, cause we're coming real soon. Soon isn't time. Time is all relative. Relatively signs, they can show us all the evidence. Evidence is key. The key to the game. The game's done changed, but for me remains the same. The same mind frame. You can frame this moment in the Hall of Fame, cause fame isn't life and life isn't fame. You can frame this moment in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I said, because people get blinded by the stars. You gotta stay true, gotta know who you are. We are all seeds, waiting to be plants. Come into my garden, it's big like a park. In some parts you can't see the stars through the trees. The stars are still there, you gotta look past the leaves. Believe and achieve. Fame isn't greed, fame is a want, not a need. So believe, it's the mighty L.
Who can take it off a splur, but you might learn and make a return. You play with fire and you surely get burned, but you might not know that you're burnt until you're scarred. Half-hearted will never take a chance, bad-minded will only take a glance. Man like Mo keeps growing like plants. You might take my kindness for weakness, but I'll take that chance. So it's one for you, one for me, but you might have to divide the two by three, and you might have to divide the three by ten. Sharing is caring and it's nice. Come again, 2 foot and two hand. We tell them, Lodge, you got the plan. We Mighty tell them, Fubar Maestro.
Yeah.
We tell them,
yeah,
you don't know.
Hey, so that's Mighty Logic right there, yeah? When is this coming out? When's the project coming out?
Mighty Logic. When I don't even know, you know.
Oh, but you're putting it together at the moment.
Soon.
Like, you obviously know all the lyrics to it as well, yeah, by the looks of it, but
it's coming. March, April.
March or April.
As soon as you see some visuals come out, then
you'll be back and letting us know anyway, I'm sure. But right now, the single is out there called
I'm Not an Alien. It's out there at the moment.
You like the way thing. I said that about moving my lips.
Fam, you know where you're filming info. What I'm saying is, I'm not an alien. Go and download it. Donate to the London to Cali GoFundMe page. Make your donation to Cali, the refugees.
Sizzling.
What are you saying, Mo?
Peace, love, and unity. Hey. Enough respect, man. Big up Fubar.
Thank you very much for doing that, man. That was amazing right there, yo.
Big hand, mother lovers. Same hand.
Well, you know, the open mic don't finish. You know what I mean? We still got to keep it open. I see Consensus dribbling to get on the mic there.
I'm
so
dying here, man. I'm hungry.
Consensus literally dribbling there to get on this. So let's make it happen, man. What you got for us, man? Give us some bars.
Bars, bro.
Ah.
Yo.
Is it loud enough?
Yeah, turn me up a bit.
Yo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is Fubar Radio right here, mother lovers.
I want to hear it. I don't want to confuse it. This is a freestyle because he wasn't really ready yet, and I don't really want him to think that I'm thinking he's stupid. I'm just gonna come through on this, no Q-tip, and no, I'm do this. I'll do some pre-written stuff. Trust me, my name is Consensus. I come Consensus in a sense. I could con senses in a senses are gone. New senses cannot sense the inner sense of a con whose sentence is wrong. And since we're in a sensitive, often senses are off center. In a sentence, I'm gone. New sentence, I'm not senseless, sensible, sensical. It makes sense, hence the array of acumen maintained when I rhyme vomit. A manufacturing brain full of actuators and hydraulics. Blessed of exceptional raw talent. An apprentice in effect, irrespective of Lord Allen. Speech sounds so eager to please, it implores manners. My words are so effed to progress towards your orgasm. Sporadic thoughts, my finger functions are actually the deadliest weapon. Like button bashing with Eddie from Tekken. Divine mind, a synesthesiac, seeing music in mind's eye. Can't get your head around it, divide pie. If you can't get your head around it, then why try? Cause I've got X coordinates too. I'm less than important in tunes. Nowhere that I'm less important than you. I'm extraterrestrial, let loose in the moon's G-force. So when I'm jumping, I'm caught in a new freefall, ascending. No delivery port pending. Impressing friends of the type that prefers keyboards. In life, you should look to reverse evil. Steeful. And I think to all of my people, I can freestyle this thing even when I'm thinking of recall. Like Total, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was doing this, I'm vocal. Coming through anything down New York to local. Then come back again, trust me, I'm global. I'm doing this thing, upsetting all of those that want to see me underground. It's a protocol, I can never do that. I'm coming through, man, I guess. Hear it reloading, I'm freestyling this thing, yeah, I carry on exploding. It doesn't really matter, yeah, I'm one of the chosen. I'm in the studio right now, trust me, I'm frozen. But I carry on, it's like I'm slipping on ice. It's like I'm doing it nice, and trust me, this wasn't written, it wasn't written. It wasn't one of these things that I'd scripted. Freestyle with a mic, I am gifted. My name is Consensus, and trust me, when I come to this thing, I'm uplifted. I'm lifting up again, trust me, it's not written, but I'm coming in. And they said I could swear outside, so I'm like, fuck this thing. Yeah, I'm coming in again because I've warmed up a bit. Now I'm coming in for the third time, and trust me, I've got a big up. Fiber optics, wherever he is, rolling a spliff up or making a new beat. Yeah, trust me, we kick up and That's how I do it, yeah. I'm a freestyle to this thing, yeah. I'm coming in on the music thing. I'm freestyling because I'm thinking the bars. You want me to go hard? I can go hard.
Go look, hard.
It's like music importing is important to the point. I'm a borderline autistic. My performance is a walking Stephen Hawking. Exporting my tunes, can time warp physics. The Guy Fawkes image, speed of light, no Burning Man reference. With vendettas to find your gimmicks. This is like five thoughts written in a 3x5 words maximum sentence. I don't expect in your mind you'll get this, but I apply to what is living. What 3, 4, and 5 year olds having questions. An existentially infinite perimeter defines my entire limit. I'm alive, God willing, as a fireball in spherical vinyl form spinning. The sizable gift of the great China wall splitting from a tidal force image.
China,
yeah, and that's the way that your mind will go spinning with no arms. Decide from all split. I witness the risk it, man. I go hard. I got bars, it's like reality augmented. The fallacy of charity. The bigger the campaign, the smaller the percentage. The thicker the fan base, the bigger the man's name. And the more that fits the guest list, we call it the incentive. The figure that handshakes, and the talk that has no message, but the talking is impressive. How different the lamb tastes when it causes indigestion. How different the lamb tastes when you're kissing the lamb's face, but you're walking with a shepherd, kicking the lamb's face with the guy that runs the plan. I mean, try and understand, leapfrog the sheepdog to the guy that spites your half. And what your speech includes the same. Sheepish move will see violence by the man. Speak the truth, or you can leave the bleeding room. Silence of the lamb, dying by the rhyme is what they seem to do. For what your speech includes, you're in that little bo peekaboo guy to Wonderland. Ooh. Don't you start to wonder, man, cause it's blah blah accents for thee. Bar bar, have you any? Yes, sir, I was blessed with a sharp vocabulary. I've had that riddle since Mary had the little low chance for humanity. Harness the potential. The speech is mathematics in partial differentials. Passing the credentials, food for thought. But when you're starting with the end course, the bar's on an essential. Why? Cause I'm a data miner with better things to do than data miner. My rate of climb transcends space and time. Dates are minor. A taste from a statement of mine is like dates, cause it gyrates the mind. I'm a stater. Mine stays behind like blades inside prop fans. But I properly give my fans props with property plans. To my state of mind, an unstable mind bombarding you with bomb bars, a bomb blast, cause a tick tick is a waste of time. To take a bumper clock, big bit of Jamaican pie, and multiply that by radius times two. If you come back full circle, you realize I'm just like you. What I'm doing with words, just a revival of IQ. If you want the simple version, I could write you a haiku to be or not to. I am big pentameter versus I might choose. Before the forgetful, fall and get full of regret. Here's a day to remind you. I said, analyze this. This word, I'm a man of mine. You're a man of mine. Candlelight pigs on a pan of mine cliff for a gift at Valentine's. Cause you're loving the lifespan as a Camelite flicks. Me, my word is my bond in sacrifice. My word is my bond such that Aradite sticks to the canvas line. My word is my bond in battle time. You have never in your life witnessed a man just like this. You have never in your life witnessed a man with this appetite. Samurai Swift, born with a gift to strategize and a hammer-like fist that will shift your paradigm. Cause you're loving your lifespan from a satellite dish. Jeez. Me, my word is my bond. Your word is a wand with magic time. Just a bag of nice tricks. Cause when you glamorize things through a fictional paradise and you only live sidetracked to what you're satisfied with. God.
This is FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. You are locked into the hip-hop show. Let's hear a shot. Consensus right there, boy. And we have Mighty Logic, Mighty Mo and Logic right there. Fellas, how can we get hold of you guys, man? Let us know, you know, the
what's your handles?
The, whatever, you know.
At Logic Army on the Twitter and everything, innit? At Logic Army on everything. Mm. At Metric Moses.
At Mighty Mo.
At Mighty Mo.
M-O-E.
M-O-E. Consensus. How can we get? Are you on Twitter and all that?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. AV Revolution is my Twitter, at AV Revolution.
AV Revolution.
Con space census on Facebook. But yeah, get at me, yo.
Why ain't nobody mentioned MySpace though? Joe. Yeah, anyway. Yo, anyway, man. Cool. You lot are locked into FUBAR Radio. Yeah, that's the open mic right there. That's what we always do. We try and make sure we give people the flavors, you know, little spices and flavors from all around the world, even just UK. And I'm sure you lot got it right there. If you want to check any of the previous open mics, just hit up the FUBAR Radio YouTube. I don't know what it is. It's probably YouTube,
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, that was a good guess, innit? You like the way I did that? I made you say it.
So you can find it quite easily. It's a very easy to navigate toolbar on there.
And you see a whole bunch of other open mic sessions as well.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely.
Fellas, man. Dwayne, wicked. Appreciate that, man. You got blessed.
Mighty Logic. Consensus, right there.
Man. Consensus, Mighty Mo.
I couldn't hear.
Big up Mike Diggy as well.
Yeah, man. Big up my brother Chu.
Thanks, man. It's been cool.
Yeah, man. As always, man.
It's been good times, man. Been good times.
You know what I mean? Sarah's going to be back, I think. Oh, no, she's not even back next week.
She's back.
But you're not around either.
I can't make it.
So I'm going to have to hijack somebody else.
I'm sure you'll find something.
Maybe I'll see if Reveal's about, man. Let me find out if I can get Reveal, man. Because he's. Yes. Bless man. See if he could get around. You know I'm trying. No, I'm trying. But
yeah,
anyway,
Adam as well. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you to everybody that was locked in, man. We appreciate that. Adam as well, giving us his superhero techniques. You see the S on his chest right there.
He's ripping through
it. He played the superhero today. I'll tell you that right now.
His pecs are too big, man.
Pecs. You've been looking at his pecs all night.
I can't miss them. Look at them. Yeah, they're staring right at me.
Dodgy as hell, man. Anyway, you've been locked into the hip hop show. It's usually Mice Diggy and Sarah Love.
But not this time.
Yeah, this time it was Mice Diggy and Chew Dat.
What?
And you can always download and listen to our previous shows where you get the pleasure of hearing people like Chuck D, Big Daddy Kane, Talib Kweli, Fife, Verb T, Chester P, Orifice, Vulgatron from Foreign Beggars.
What? Okay,
if you
yeah.
go to fubarradio.com/podcast/artist/hip-hop,
whoa.
It's so much to remember. So just Google it instead, mother
just
lovers.
Do it. So any sort of singers, artists out there, so come down, paper dress, note word, open mic every Sunday. I'm doing that. So yeah, make yourselves heard.
What? That's right, mother lovers. Welcome to 6 million feet beneath the earth's core, where the thoughts in your brain are nothing to us. Up next, you have Fubar. On Fubar is a badge of friendship with Claire Lim, Paul McKellum, and Edward Williams, you stupid fucks.
Have a good weekend.
The most high, looking like an alien in it, and I'ma still feel faded till the day that I'm finished. Whilst casually doing what you claim that you're killing, straight chilling till they put me in the grave, I've been digging. I was the most high, looking like an alien in it, and I'ma still feel faded till the day that I'm finished. Whilst casually doing what you claim that you're killing, straight chilling till they put me in the grave, I've been digging. Finally found myself a label that's fitting. Still a loser, but I think it's safe to say that I'm winning. Thin line between breaking in and making a living. So look at both sides each time you make a decision. It's funny how I came up with what I'm spitting in the laundrette, with heads trying to catch me slipping whilst the floor's wet. And when I was on some less sleep, more zeds, at least I wasn't out getting messy trying to snort yet. Sending this to those who tested me and saw red, when my tank was running emptier than your threats. Don't ask me what happened in what order, or I'll just chuck another lamb into the slaughter. Like ducks to water, mugs and peat pubs, I'll be doing this till it all goes tits up. It didn't take that long to clean up for me, but it might be difficult for you. I'm looking up to the sky to seek truth, but I can't see a limit to the shit that we do. Right now I wanna chill with my family, eating food, and get back the time we wasted playing a P2. In the past I was fronting like I never needed you. Archback tells a story that you can see through. Even if you never knew about me or clown me, I'ma keep making new sounds out these contributing factors. From Bobby's moving backwards, the dodgy used to crackheads, Robbie Booth, the man Les. A mere glimpse at the people that I grew with. I'm pleased to say there ain't much evil that I move with anymore. Yo, but that's not what Denny saw back when Kerr would rob your family for a 20 draw and show no remorse. But he dare mark my boat, cause he knows that I'd have thrown him overboard, that's for sure. I ain't searching for rewards, I wanna tour. Fuck living here my whole life, I wanna move abroad. True, no innuendo, hope to take this over shores. And when I do, I'll be bringing through my family further north. Yeah, and maybe a couple more, but anyone who snaked me can bathe in my manure. Whilst walking down memory lane, I found a suitable replacement for Mary Jane. It's called love. It was like I was running for that bus and pulled up. Or maybe we was fucking with a relative called lust. I might not ever know truly, but right now I think I found my Julie.